Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday, June 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and the world is waking up fast, but evil striking back.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
All right, I was sitting here before we went on air today thinking, Jones, you have got to cover all of this. I mean, it is all crazy. Breaking, Hunter Biden has agreed to plead guilty to multiple criminal charges. Update, two misdemeanors and one gun charge, a slap on the wrist, so it all looks fair as they persecute Trump. Let the big guy shell off into the sunset. Meanwhile, the UN has officially come out and announced they're setting up a global government, worldwide cashless society. We have clips of that coming up next segment and their own reports. We have the Pentagon admitting that they're working to expand censorship and even arrest and persecution of people that disagree with anything the government does or criticize the scum that have hijacked our military and destroying our country, like Lloyd Austin and Chi-Com agent Milley. I have mainline Pentagon intel on that, and I have mainline statements of massive censorship also being pushed by the Democratic Party. It just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. We also have the sharks circling Trump, but national polls, even in liberal places like Harvard, show the majority of people believe it's politically motivated. We have representatives in Congress saying, quote, Trump needs to be shot, but then going, oh, I mean, stopped. They just pull this garbage. They pull these stunts. You know, if a public figure like myself said Biden needs to be, which he does not need to be shot, that turned him into a victim. He's a total puppet. But his controllers need to be indicted, you know, arrested, indicted, convicted, and punished legally. But, I mean, imagine if I got up there and said a Democrat leader needs to be shot. Oh, I mean, stop. Everyone would know it was a stunt. It was a call to violence. And that's not free speech. That is a call to violence. If I say that, I believe they should be indicted and prosecuted, and then if they're convicted, I mean, I think a lot of these globalists need to be hung by the neck until dead in public. And I don't say that to act tough, folks. They've attacked us. They've lied to us. They've hit us with bioweapons. But it's got to be done in the proper way, or we turn into them. And I don't have a vengeance bone in my body. I really don't relish the idea of killing these people, but it's the right thing. They need to be executed. Bare minimum, put in prison for a long time. And everybody knows that. But they know that, and they want to trigger violence ahead of time. So we're going to be talking about that today as well. Speaking of killing, Democrats in the Senate introduced a bill to spend $25 million to train and set up abortion clinics. So you have government-sponsored murder going on right there, just like the transgender thing. Oh, I've got to pay to have your penis cut off. I mean, it's one thing if abortion's legal, but sure as hell, don't make us pay for it. But that's what it's all about. I live in Travis County, the first county in Texas to do it, now a bunch do it, where they make taxpayers on your taxes, your property taxes, you pay to the hospital district, and that pays for abortions and now sex changes. People say, why don't you move out of Austin? I don't have the money to move out of the infrastructure. If I did, we would leave and probably move to Georgetown because it's deep red, but only about 30 miles north of me. But I don't have the money. Yes, I'm marooned here. Speaking of that, I've not been doing a good job plugging, and we are now officially in the red a little bit. We got great products you already need, folks. I need you to commit to get the products. They're amazing. Turmeric toothpaste, back in stock, discounted 25%. InfoWarsStore.com. People love that. We only make $4 or $5 on each tube, so we need to sell a lot of those to fund the operation. We are ending it. We are ending it this weekend, and we can't extend it because it's about to sell out. I extended it 1 week, and it's almost all gone. The highest quality iodine X3, so good for your whole body. It is selling out. Despite that, it's 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, BrainForce Ultra and BrainForce Plus, incredible nootropics. Together, 50% off. Individually, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call and order. 888-253-3139. Please commit now to support the broadcast. We will not continue on without you. Together, we will have victory. Take action now. We'll be right back. InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
Thank you.
It's Alex Jones.
Thank you. Woo! Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, June 20th, 2023 transmission. Broadcasting worldwide in defiance of tyranny. Empty faces. Mindless eyes. I see nothing new. But I do see people awakening and coming out of their dead stare. All right, let's go ahead and break down the incredible information unfolding in our world as we speak. First off, I want to just play a few of the latest clips. There's hundreds of them just this week to show the mindless embodiment of the New World Order that has been forced upon us. This is the placeholder. This is like when you're at the beach and you leave your towel and, you know, maybe a bottle of water on your chair, your beach chair, so no one takes it. That's what Biden is. And they even admit in mainstream corporate media that he is Obama in the third unelected term of that globalist. But here he is, again, saying that he's going to fix all the climate change and shut down American industry by 2020, even though we're in the year 2023. But it's okay because he does know how to say God save the Queen.
And maybe most important, I've committed that by 2020, we will have conserved 30% of all the lands and waters the United States has jurisdiction over and simultaneously reduce emissions to blunt climate impact. All right. God save the Queen, man.
If you're a radio listener, you miss on top of the God Save the Queen thing, he doesn't know where he is again. I mean, the dementia is very extreme right now, and I shouldn't laugh because we're at war with Russia, and this guy's in control of the nuclear football. So I really shouldn't be laughing. I should be crying. Now, let's shift gears. Everything we talk about here on air, you know, the engineered power outages, the cutting off of the industry, the cutting off of the pipelines, the ransoming of hundreds of U.S. companies and governments by Russian hackers that is going on right now. That's all happening and confirmed and real. And massive military movement and preparations for martial law. We already went through martial law under COVID. That's what that was. That was the training wheels. And then I always see these videos viral everywhere of like speculating and, oh, they heard from Intel. Really? The military's taught that gun owners are bad. The military's taught the founding fathers are bad. The military's taught that America is an inherently racist country. The military's taught that the greatest thing in the world is to chop a child's penis off. I mean, our military is run by Mr. Critical Race Theory, Milley. And so I get really frustrated when everybody says, oh, I heard they're going to bring in a new world currency. Oh, I heard the UN's going to take over. Yeah, not with the military, but with our own military under UN Treaty 7277 State Department Memorandum, which is now official. Biden administration is ramming through the UN Treaty worldwide, putting countries' medical control and medical policy under the UN that already ran the lockdowns and forced injections the last 3.5 years, and now they want to put it into law to do it. That's martial law, where they don't just lock you in your house. They come and take you to a camp and put things in your body. It doesn't get any worse than that. does it? So here it is, big article, United Nations planning digital ID link to bank accounts. And I covered it in the last week. Here is the official UN global government plan, our common agenda, policy brief 5, a global digital compact. Okay, you can read all about how it'll track where you go, what you do, it'll be controlled. It'll tell you what you can buy, you can't buy stuff they say is not carbon neutral and all this other crap. So here is the managing director of the International Monetary Fund saying that they're working hard on the concept of the global CBDC, central bank digital currency, the ESGs and all of it. So, again, this is not theoretical. This is not something that we talk about, we heard's happening. This is going on. Grocery stores all over the Western world, from the United States to the UK to Germany, are saying no cash allowed, and you got to scan QR code to even come in. That's internal passports, internal checkpoints, while the borders are wide open. Here is a clip of the managing director of the IMF throwing at your face.
That if we are to be successful, CBDCs could not be fragmented national propositions. To have transactions more efficient and fairer, we need systems that connect countries. In other words, we need interoperability. And for this reason, at the IMF, we are working hard on the concept of a global CBDC platform to trade and to manage risks. And my colleague, Tobias Adrian, will talk more about it later.
Now, a new clip that ties into this from a couple of years ago is RFK Jr. talking about how it's like the Nazis when the government says they own your body and is going to force experimental shots on you, which the Nazis did. Hitler didn't start rounding people up and putting them in camps till 1940. Then it didn't get super intense until 43 with the Final Solution. Look it up. But he was forcing experimental shots on poor people and on mentally disabled people in 1935 and on and killing them. And they'd say, oh, their appendix ruptured, wink, wink. I mean, that's in the Nuremberg trial. The Nazis admitted that. So, and by the way, they learned it from the Soviets, from the Russians. Lenin was doing that big time, and Stalin. Oh, we're giving you a shot, an inoculation. It's all so loving, it's all so good. Well, he's been criticized comparing it to the Holocaust. No. Only what happened to the Jews is bad. And if you talk about any comparisons, oh, you're a horrible anti-Semite. No, all of this evil is bad. Okay, it's bad. It's Mao Zedong killing Chinese is bad. And you know, any mass murder is bad of Jews, of Christians, of Muslims, of anybody. Genocide is wrong. But here's the clip that he's in hot water over.
Have the right to compel unwanted medical interventions on us. We, you know, the Nazis did that in the camps in World War II. They tested vaccines on gypsies and Jews. And the world was so horrified after the war, we signed the Nuremberg Charter. And we all pledge when we do that, we would never again impose unwanted medical interventions on human beings without informed consent. And yet in 2 years, all of that conviction has suddenly disappeared. And people are walking around in masks where the science has not been explained to them. They are doing what they're told. They are orchestrating, these government agencies are orchestrating obedience. And it is not democratic. It's not the product of democracy. It's the product of a pharmaceutical-driven biosecurity agenda that will enslave the entire human race and plunge us into a dystopian nightmare where the apocalyptical forces of ignorance and greed will be running our lives and ruining our children.
I'm voting for him for president. I mean, you don't say that and not be real. That is devastating to the New World Order. That's like a year ago. That is devastating. Devastating. Listeners, I know you're smart. That video is coffin nails in the New World Order. It sounds just like Alex Jones, doesn't it? Because it's the truth. He doesn't get it from me. His eyes are open. Like if you put blinders on people and said, where do you think you are? I don't know. I hear a road. I hear cars. Yeah, well, let me walk you out here. Let me take your blinders off. And you're standing on a major interstate like I-35 with a bunch of cars coming at 80 miles an hour at you 50 yards away. You would jump to the side of the road to get off. And my blinders are off, and his are off, and yours are off. And we're like, woo, we don't want to get drug into this. I've got more, though. Rand Paul has gone the farthest he's gone, saying this is premeditated criminal operation by Fauci and Gates. He just talked about it yesterday. This is bombshell, bombshell, bombshell. That's coming up next segment. Ties into all of this. Please remember, the big sale ends this weekend. It's got to end. I extended it on the X3 and on BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra, up to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and that keeps the show on air. Plus, these are amazing game-changing products. You think our info is game-changing? Get X3. Get Super Male Vitality. Get it all, InfoWars Store. A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing. But I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlavely. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Rainforest every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Rainforest. So I'll take Rainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Rainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Rainforce Plus, Rainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back, transmitting worldwide in defense of tyranny on this Tuesday, June 20th, 2023 transmission. Remember, the answer to their nightmare 1984 system is 1776. Man, that Kennedy clip from about a year ago is so powerful. Guys, get me the actual date on that. I just know it's about a year old or so. I mean, he just nails it in a minute and a half. Nails it, nails it, nails it. And that really is the choice that we've got here in front of us today. All right, I want to get to Senator Paul, and it's just like a 3-minute clip of him breaking down what's really happening with this concerted, premeditated COVID bioweapon release and the shots and all the rest of it, and how it's Bill Gates and Fauci, you know, all working in concert. And Paul tends to not want to go after the shots themselves because he went along with it at first because he believed their BS. So he's kind of a little bit culpable like Trump and hasn't gone as far as he should, you know, exposing the shot, but he's exposed the virus and the lies and the censorship and the therapeutics being blocked. And he's exposed like 70% of the fraud, but not the real cherry on top. But we'll get to that in a minute. I am so frustrated because I've been seeing clips from Maryland and from Texas and from California and Michigan and Florida and everywhere of armored vehicles rolling through the streets and tanks loaded on trains. And I've gone and looked it up. And so in Maryland, it's the State Guard, the National Guard, doing their drills. And yes, they are doing drills, like they always do for different scenarios of disasters. And a lot of the tanks being sent are being sent overseas. And I've gone and looked it up and confirmed that indeed those are being sent to fight the Russians. And it's massive. But then there's this whole cute thing that it's martial law coming and martial law is about to happen. And this is for America. And it's the good guys secretly about to strike the New World Order. That is not true. But let me break down what is happening. The military is always moving equipment around, but we're already under martial law with the COVID, with the lockdowns, with the four shots, and we backed it off 90%, but still now the UN wants to make that control permanent. Switzerland just passed to make martial law permanent under a COVID edict. I have the article right here. This is happening all over the world. Italy's voted to keep it in place. Their president's trying to get rid of it. So these are all real laws and regulations and treaties that are going on. Not, oh, I saw a tank, it's going to get me. The military's being trained, the American people are the enemy. I can show you these training videos where they say, we're trained to take on the constitutionalists and the gun owners. I mean, how many videos have you seen their training? We're out here to train for civil unrest and take the guns, and we're with the clergy response team. The preacher's going to help us take the guns when the time comes for the Lord. I mean, I've played those clips 100 times. So, yeah, the military's being trained to take on the American people. So if you get this idea they're coming to save you, sorry, they're at the border organizing and helping smuggle the humans under orders. The military's not our enemy, but it's captured. The FBI's not our enemy, but it's captured. The guys on top give orders to the FBI and the military and all of them. They don't have full control of local police. That's why they're putting Soros mayors in and people. Then that's happening. So cops and military are like a gun or a piece of equipment because they follow orders. And it's who is in charge of them that matters. Is the gun bad? No. The person misusing it is. Now, these are not inanimate objects. They can make their decision not to follow illegal orders. But at the end of the day, I'm not looking for them to be my savior. We got to stand up and say no and not comply. And we're under martial law right now. So let's just stop eating around the edges here. There's hundreds of U.S. companies held ransom. The L.A. jail just paid a secret ransom of $1 million. I had other people inside that worked there. People don't know that. A whole bunch of counties in California just got ransomed. And they all paid up. That happened last week. And I have that again directly from the jail, but it's happening everywhere. Okay. It's known that 200 companies and agencies have been taken over, subsections of them, the last week. And the Russians said they did it. They took credit. Okay. It's not, oh, I heard from a secret CIA source that somebody's hacking, but it's the good guy, the white hats. No, the Russians took credit. I'm sick of the Q people not going off real documents. Go ahead and roll the B-roll I was talking about. I already did. And I'm not against you guys. I'm just saying, stop it with your breadcrumb crap. This is not breadcrumbs. This is a bakery dropping 85,000 tons of bread on your head. Okay? So let's look at a few headlines here. YouTube deletes another Robert F. Kennedy Jr. interview, this time with Dr. Jordan Peterson talking about the chemicals in the water. Free speech. Fear free speech. Biden denounces big tech killing people by not censoring speech. RFK Jr. has a big primary problem. Democrats are trying to block him. Time columnist denounces free speech as White House's, as white man's obsession. Sorry. Time columnist denounces free speech as white man's obsession. And it just goes on and on. Them calling for the end of speech. That's the left. That's who they are. It's happening. It's not some secret thing. And I got a bunch of Pentagon documents here where they're saying they're going to censor us. That's coming up next segment. But first, this short clip of Senator Paul knocking it out of the park on how this COVID situation was a premeditated attack.
Yeah, it's not easy, and they haven't been forthcoming. I think the only way to convince them is that it won't all be about blaming them because we participated in funding this. The blame equally should go not only to Chinese authorities, but to Anthony Fauci and all those who advocated for this. But there has to be a reassessment. Look, Bill Gates has been over there recently. Bill Gates is the largest funder of trying to find these viruses in remote caves and bring them to big cities. So what happened in China is they went 8 to 10 hours south of Wuhan, 2 to 300 feet deep into a cave, found viruses, and took them back to a city of 15 million. There are many, many scientists who think that Bill Gates is wrong in funding this, that our government's wrong, that the Chinese government, that really we don't need to be searching for viruses that may never interact with man. And it's worse than that. They bring viruses that we may never interact with. They bring them back to the lab, but then they manipulate them by combining them with other viruses to create viruses that don't exist in nature. But this has largely been funded by Bill Gates. He funds the WHO more than most countries do. So there's a responsibility there. And I don't think I think he's well intended, but I think he's inadvertently helped to create something that the biggest danger to mankind right now is something that he's been funding. And that is finding these viruses, taking them back to the lab and manipulating them to make them more dangerous.
Wow. I mean, look, we can talk about this now freely, but back in the early days and the peak days of COVID-19, God forbid you said anything about any of this, you were canceled. Social media and the mainstream media wouldn't allow you to push back on anything against China and the COVID-19 originating there. What about Anthony Fauci's accountability and the media complicit?
What we know is from the very first days of the pandemic in January of 2020 that Anthony Fauci orchestrated an elaborate cover-up. He knew there was a problem. At 3 a.m, he was emailing somebody on January 31st. That person was head of the committee that was supposed to review dangerous research, the P3CO committee, the potential pandemic pathogens. It was supposed to look at this dangerous research, but Fauci allowed it to go around that. So he knew from the very beginning, not only was he funding the Wuhan research, but he was going around the regulatory apparatus to let it happen, even though the rules said it shouldn't have happened without more scrutiny. So he knew this from the beginning, and it was an active cover-up. He actively got papers placed that were not valid papers into large scientific journals. So yes, there was a cover-up from the very beginning, but a real judgment error. And this is a man, Anthony Fauci, who said in 2012 that this kind of research to create new virus was so important that even if a pandemic should take place, that it'd be worth the knowledge. I think there's several million people, particularly a million Americans, who would question whether that was good judgment or not. So yeah. Whether or not he was poor judgment or not, it was incredibly bad decision.
Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. And it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo
Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And no, you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force. You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price than you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation. We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. It should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're about to show you video, play you audio. The so-called Congresswoman, Stacey Plaskett, saying Trump needs to be shot.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Here's the mostly peaceful Congresswoman telling everybody we're terrorists. If we have a crooked toenail, but they're little angel cakes. Here it is.
Having Trump not only have had the codes, but now having the classified information for Americans and being able to put that out and share it in his resort with anyone and everyone who comes through should be terrifying to all Americans, mm-hmm. and he needs to be stopped.
Very slick, very funny. So let's go over a little bit of the censorship going on, the martial law we live under. Because when the military's spying on you in your own country and then censoring you and working with big tech to block you and even considering criminal charges against you, well, you live under a criminal regime. Pentagon program hunts those who embarrass its generals, The Intercept reports, and it's a massive domestic illegal operation with the U.S. military. I mean, everybody got upset about Congress setting up offices across the country from Florida to L.A., California. This is 1,000 times worse, completely illegal. This is the essence of Banana Republic crap right here.
Here's another one. State Department's Narrative Control Unit letting highly ideological activists decide discourse. Documents been released by the Freedom of Information Act that the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and thousands of other leftist academics have been hired to run the State Department's fact-checking department, then orders the Internet, the big tech companies, on who to censor. I mean, this is just, I told you this years ago, because I've been under attack by them. You go to the border, green and blue-haired people command our military, State Guard, National Guard, FBI, Justice Department, federal marshals. They don't command the judges, but the judges happen to get a green light from the Justice Department to indict people, and Garland never does it. I mean, so you understand? Green-haired leftists run everything, okay? They rule you now. Let's be honest about that. That's why they're coming for your kids. They know. They're pissing in our faces. Oh, and Millie's like, ah, and white people, they're bad. It's just these people make me want to vomit. Look at all this garbage. The good news is more than half of American people want Trump pardoned and say it's a political hit piece. It goes on and on. Oh, look, Secretary of Defense Esper says Trump can't be trusted with nation secrets if allegations true. Oh, but you can be trusted, right? We just the guy we elect can't be trusted. Again, YouTube deletes a Jordan Peterson interview that's all about the chemicals in the water. Fear free speech. Biden denounces big tech is killing people for not censoring speech, calls for total censorship. Oh, but he's got a special counsel to stop the banning of books. To stop the banning of books. We're not banning books. We're saying don't give pedophile books to 8-year-olds. That's not banning books, you scumbag. That's what you do. Time columnist denounces free speech as a white man's obsession. Yeah. They also say mathematics is. Let's get rid of that mathematics. We are restricting freedom for the common good. Irish Green Party calls for limiting free speech as confidence in the West implodes as the West commits suicide. Good news, though. Victory. Teacher who took cross from student apologizes along with school administrators. Yeah, that's your personal religious right. Separation of church and state means the school doesn't teach a religion, which is the gay pride pedophile flag. More good news. Biden's Supreme Court pick sides with all justices in striking down gun crime provision. And it goes on and on and on and on with critical information. But the next thing I want to get to is the weaponization of military-age men, whether it's in the United States or Canada or Europe, with the same NGOs, those green, blue-haired, Soros, literal, sponsored inductees who get put in college, get given law degrees, get financed for decades, and now they literally command the borders of Europe and the United States. I see dozens of these videos every day, but I just thought I'd just show you one. This is a African illegal alien attacks a woman and her daughter, throwing them both to the ground. And I think they deserve it because they're white oppressors. In fact, this man should be put in jail for not killing these white devils. Here it is. And again, this is security cam footage. Look at that white devil woman, that white devil child. And then here comes the angel up to attack those white devils. Get them! Get them! Get them! Now, the point is, I have just dozens and dozens of these videos every day. If white people did this one time to a black person, and it does happen here and there, it would be the end of the world, burning cities with CNN worshiping it. But when a radical Islamic or anybody else stabs, murders, runs over you with cars, they say, oh, an SUV, you killed a bunch of people today. And now when Hispanic gang members kill people in Dallas, they go, a white supremacist attack today. Oh, you notice that Juneteenth thing? That had there was a whole bunch of East St. Louis, Chicago, 100 shot over the weekend on Juneteenth, a made-up Democrat holiday. I mean, it's a Texas holiday, but it has nothing to do with the country. And the point is that I'm not against it, by the way. It's just something they engage in so the left can weaponize and hype everything up. But when black people shoot hundreds of black people on Juneteenth, you don't hear a word about it because, well, that doesn't fit in to the narrative. And that's my point, is that you have massive crime, 20-1 against white people now, by Islamic radicals and racist black people. And I love most black people are not part of this, but there's a large minority of black folks that are raving, lunatic, racist, crazy people. If there was KKK running around 20-1 attacking black people, I'd say block their ass up, hang them, put them in prison. You know, it was firing squad their ass. But I'd be like, that's not me. You don't speak for me. But the leftist media, the corporate media props it up and won't even talk to black leaders, and there's a lot of them that are saying this is wrong. We need to tell black people it's not okay. It's not open season on white people. So here is a report that's gotten hundreds of millions of views. It's music based off my words that I thought we'd play right now. This is the Alex Jones folk song. And it's been re-recorded by thousands of groups that we've seen, literally. Here's one of the latest ones going viral, and we'll be right back after this break. InfoWars store at InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? The answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing. But I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth, and they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is, you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Superfemo Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect on the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Supermel Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Superfemo Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I was a highwayman. You know, I've known a lot of celebrities, but probably the coolest is Willie Nelson.
I was a highwayman.
Used to hang out with him quite a bit. A lot. At his house, you name it. Play chess with him.
With sword and pistol by my
he invited
side.
Me to Maui, hang out and play poker with the crew. But I never did it because I was too busy. And then his fourth or fifth wife, whatever it is, she just hates my guts. So she foreboding him to hang out with me. We still hung out some. But I saw him last year with George Strait. It was just over the top good. Amazing. Not name dropping. I'm just thinking about old Willie. Yeah, I'm not a pot smoker. Every time I hang out with Willie, you got to smoke it. Well, he always had those vapes, those big vaporizers, those volcanoes. And, man, I've got so high with him, I can't even walk. I got something else. Roll me up and smoke me is what he says. He reminds me so much of my East Texas family. We come from a similar area, about 20 miles from where he was born. Anyways, crazy world, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get back to the serious news. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder. What a super group. Let's just talk about the highwaymen for a while. Let's just talk about all these great people. All these great Americans. All these genuine people. The wide Colorado. All right, let me get back to the news. What was I going to hit here? Oh, let's talk about how they're screwing us all. Look, the Japanese have said electric cars are not feasible and they don't work properly and they take more carbon in their lifetime than a gas car, which is a true mathematical equation. Everybody got pissed at them. The Japanese, though, have trouble screwing somebody, trouble making a bad product, trouble with planned obsolescence. They really are classy to a, I mean, they're just insanely cool. I mean, let's just admit it. A little too submissive to government, but they just said it's a fraud. But finally, Toyota said, okay, we got what you want. We got a car, goes 100 miles on one, 1,000 miles on one charge, and doesn't blow up and actually works, but it'll still take more carbon to make the battery. Is that okay? They came out, Toyota did a big press release last Friday and said, all right, we're ready to dominate everything, but you understand it's going to create more carbon. But it's actually a badass electric car. I'm like, yeah, 1,000 miles, I'm sold. I mean, this is amazing. But it'll be a few years till they've got it. I want you to know, though, that this is a bridge to nowhere. There's not enough rare earth mineral to replace half the cars. Okay. So they're making you think that they're creating new cars. No, they're not. They're sabotaging the infrastructure we have, the 1,000 years of oil and coal we do have. So here's a short 1 minute that explains it.
We want to go all electric by 2035. Is it practical to do it now?
Well, we can make this whole discussion easy with the two-letter word, no. There's no such thing, of course, as a zero-emissions vehicle. The real question is, where are the emissions associated with the electric car? Because what you do with an electric vehicle is you don't eliminate emissions. You export them somewhere else. You have to dig up about 500,000 pounds of materials to make a single 1,000-pound battery. It takes 100 to 300 barrels of oil to manufacture a battery that can hold one barrel of oil equivalent of energy. Just manufacturing the battery can have a carbon debt rate ranging from 10 tons to 40 tons of CO2. And the plans that are in place to increase the use of batteries will require an increase in production of minerals like lithium, cobalt, zinc. Demand for those minerals will increase between 400% and 4,000%. There isn't enough mining in the world to make enough batteries for that many people for their car.
And Toyota has explained this, their CEO, their scientist, have. And again, I'm not bashing Chinese folks because they're a lot like Americans. You know, we're hardworking, lazy, cut corners. The Japanese just refuse to cut corners. And they're the best engineers out there. The Indians are close second. The Germans are, you know, right there as well. But this is the real death of science, though, pushing these electric cars. They're a gimmick. They don't work. And it takes more energy and more toxins to make them than oil. And oil creates atmosphere that plants eat. So it's good. We're actually taking all this carbon, putting it back in the atmosphere. All the numbers show it's good for the earth, not bad. Okay. I want to get to a very, 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 very important report that I'll tell you about in just a moment. But please remember, I can't do this broadcast without your help. I can't finance this operation without your support. We have a big sale that has to end. The X3 sale will end this weekend. It's just going to be sold out. You need to get it 25% off. We have BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, both incredible nootropics, totally different formulas. They're different for everybody. People can take them together. They're amazing. That's 50% off together or 40% individually. We have the nitric boost that cleans out your blood that Dr. Mikovits has said is so great. She's not even part of it. She saw the formula and loves it. Infowarsstore.com. Superfemale Vitality, 50% off. A Supermale is sold out. Superfemale is the same formula. It's just a pink label. 50% off. Infowarsstore.com. And turmeric toothpaste back in stock. Please go there. Please support us. And thank you all for your support. Infowarsstore.com. Or make a one-time donation at the donate support button. Or sign up for a recurring donation. Cancel anytime. Infowarsstore.com. Here is the latest report, ladies and gentlemen. Dealing with solar storm to kill the internet.
Contrary to popular climate change theories, the sun determines the majority of weather events on Earth, rather than human activities and their associated CO2 levels. In fact, the sun both allows humans to thrive while also having the ability to curtail our activities. For example, scientists have issued warnings over the years about the potential impact of a solar storm, which could emit solar winds, a continuous stream of charged particles emanating from the sun's atmosphere. These solar winds could cause an electronic apocalypse within the next decade, leaving billions of people without internet access, communication satellites, or even a functioning power grid for months or even years. This week, we were told that NASA's Parker Solar Probe successfully ventured through solar winds for the first time without shutting down, giving hope to efforts in preventing an electronic blackout. The lead author of the probe study, Professor Stuart Bale, stated, quote, "Understanding the mechanism behind the sun's wind is important for practical reasons on Earth. That's going to affect our ability to understand how the sun releases energy and drives geomagnetic storms, which are a threat to our communication networks. So, if the sun can wreak havoc on satellites and the power grid, just imagine what it can do to our climate." Although the Biden administration and and much of the entire political establishment worldwide pushed the unproven notion that human activity accounts for the majority of change in climate. It's a scientific fact that the sun drives weather events and cyclical climate patterns. Always has. However, they can't help but admit it eventually. The White House Office of Science and Technology Policy is coordinating a 5-year research plan to study ways of limiting the amount of sunlight that reaches Earth in order to reduce global warming and stop climate change. But I thought coal power plants and CO2 levels were to blame. Guess not. Even the establishment cheerleader and mouthpiece, the New York Times, asks, should we block the sun to counter climate change? Independent billionaires are obsessed with blocking the sun and lessening its power over the planet. According to Time, George Soros has suggested brightening the clouds over the Arctic with strategic aerosol injections, which seed clouds that reflect the sun's rays. Weather modification patent owner Bill Gates financed a Harvard project which planned to spray calcium carbonate into the atmosphere over Scandinavia. And Amazon tycoon Jeff Bezos has studied plans to inject massive amounts of sulfur dioxide into the sky to geoengineer the Earth's atmosphere by blocking the sun. Although these methods would also trap excess heat and light from the sun between the atmosphere and the Earth's surface, the same way that the greenhouse effect operates. Clearly, experts, scientists, and their financiers understand and agree that the sun determines Earth's climate over time, and any attempt at curtailing CO2 emissions is just an exercise in social engineering, not geoengineering, to modify human behavior. And if the sun is powerful enough to change the weather, then it certainly can disrupt our electronic infrastructure, sending us back to the 1800s in an instant. The sun is designed to give warmth, power, and life, but it can also administer destruction through ultraviolet light radiation, atmospheric disruption, and electromagnetic solar winds. This should be no surprise, though, considering that the Bible tells us in Isaiah that, quote, the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. This solar system isn't designed to last forever. And, during the tribulation at the time of the fourth judgment, the angel pours his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God which has power over these plagues. Basically, the sun is too powerful for man to control. No matter how many chemtrails pump particles into the atmosphere, or how many space probes study solar storms, we just have to deal with whatever the sun throws at us. And nothing we can do will extend the Earth's expiration date due to solar activities. Remember, it's all in God's hands. So trust Him and have faith in His ultimate plan.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface. Our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form for a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism. Get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
One of the things that we're not hearing a lot about is the unique potential safety problem of coronavirus vaccines.
And then something changed.
Any vaccine released by emergency use authorization by the FDA is an outstanding vaccine.
J&J's vaccine has a risk of life-threatening blood clots.
When you hear the beep, that's the sound of safety.
So don't overthink it. They're both really good. They're all really good vaccines. Get vaccinated now.
You gotta call now.
If you wait, it's gonna be really too late to protect your child.
If this was your child, what happens next could make it the worst day of your life.
So even though COVID poses zero threat to healthy children,
vaccinate your children.
Do the right thing. Be safe and not sorry.
I'm strongly recommending for adolescents to get their two doses of vaccine and fully immunized after those two doses.
Advanced technology that can help save lives.
This is going to be a long-lasting vaccine. A long-lasting vaccine.
A few moments later,
we're seeing that two doses is not holding up well for emergency room visits. It's not holding up well for hospitalizations.
Here we go again.
Everyone's going to need a booster. You need that third immunization.
Triple the amount.
Get that third immunization. The two mRNA vaccines were always a three-dose vaccine. I've always said this is a three-dose vaccine.
But I'm not done yet.
That third immunization, the problem is it's not holding up. So we may have to look at sort of innovative solutions.
Oh, God, not this again.
A fourth immunization.
Oh, boy.
Just to keep them going.
To keep the country going.
We have to consider some out-of-the-box things. A fourth immunization.
A fourth immunization.
Get that second boost.
A second boost
to keep the country going. I've made that recommendation. A fourth immunization.
But I'm still not done.
One semester later.
Unfortunately, the numbers are starting to trend up again. So the hospitalizations are up. And so the most important message that I have this morning is get your new bivalent booster.
Willie and Lise were saying they got their booster, and I was like, oh, I need to get mine. And then I found out they're talking about the third shot. Mm-hmm. And is that the bivalent, or is it the fourth booster, or does it matter?
Don't worry so much about the number of...
There's no wrong way to use it.
You have to get it. This new bivalent booster...
You can double or triple stack them.
The new bivalent one is doing a much better job.
You have to get a booster.
Yeah.
You need to get this new bivalent booster. That bivalent booster for COVID.
But does everyone ages 12 and older need a booster?
The answer is yes.
Yes.
And by the way, if you're over 50 and have gotten two boosters and more than two to four months out, you're going to need a third booster as well, a fifth immunization.
Five!
I don't think we're going to need an annual booster like flu.
Eventually.
Dr. Hotez supports yearly boosters, just like flu.
But I'm still not done.
It looks as though the boosters are not holding up quite as well as we'd like. And I think our thinking is going to change, and that what's going to happen is every, you know, few months, we may need another booster.
Perfect results each and every time.
You know, we just could not overcome that massive disinformation campaign. These fake concepts of herd immunity and discrediting masks.
Well, Dr. Hotez, you are a national treasure.
It is picking off young people like we've never seen.
Dr. Peter Hotez, that was extremely informative.
Disinformation that you're hearing, that kids are fine, it's nonsense. Kids need to get that vaccination.
You healthcare workers have been our saviors.
Watch out for that misinformation.
Dr. Peter Hotez is probably one of the smartest people on this topic.
If you haven't
haven't gotten your five and ups vaccinated yet, now's the time to do that.
Dr. Peter Hotez, thank you for saving the world.
They also support giving that third immunization for the 12 to 17-year-olds.
People have to feel safe.
Dr. Hotez, you are a voice of reason.
Take down the fake information.
These fake concepts of herd immunity.
Our last hope is to vaccinate our way through this.
Make certain that everybody's vaccinated, including their kids. That's the single most important thing right now the American people have to do.
Dr. Peter Hotez, you're the person that we like to go to for this sort of expertise.
The single most impactful thing you can do is make certain that you're fully boosted and preferably two boosted.
Later.
Monkeypox is a global emergency.
And it's accelerating among a specific social network of men who have sex with men, not because it's sexually transmitted.
Monkeypox is sexually transmitted, almost exclusively.
Before we let you go, we have to stop and applaud you because a lot of MSNBC viewers who have watched you constantly for the last 3 years or so and have come to trust you. I don't know if they fully...
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and Out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is, different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If you turn on cable news, if you open a magazine, if you tune into Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson or anybody else, it's everything I talked about, every subject, every issue, 25 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. How did I do it? Quite easily. Our enemies are very arrogant, and I, at least in the past, had time, not as much as I used to, love to read books and love to study factoids and wanted to know how the world really worked. And so I studied the globalists that have been in control for a long time, who were trying to get more control over our lives. They were control of the main destiny of society. And they're very bad people and want to enslave us, so I took that personally. Like if somebody was robbing my neighborhood every night, for a month, if the cops would do anything, I'd probably go sit out in my car at night with maybe, I'm not a video game player, but if I do something like that, I've done it before. I've done a few stakeouts here and there for things, people I wanted to report, put a few people in prison, a little Nintendo Game Boy or something. You know, I'd just sit out, wait till catch the robbers myself and make sure that I held them at gunpoint until the police got there. And so it's the same thing here, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have to get involved, we have to get engaged or lose everything, because we're in the midst of a societal collapse. We've got so much breaking news and intel to cover. Later today, I'm going to go to Florida. I'm going to be there doing some great podcasts, hanging out with some great people, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, and then Patrick Mendavid and others. And I'll be doing the show, obviously, as well. There'll be a few times that I'll be missing a few hours. Owen will be knocking it out of the park with some huge guests. But let me just come to the listeners again right now at the kickoff of this hour. When I come to you, I tell you the truth. And you've now seen them have to admit in the news, okay, Jones didn't have $100 million. He didn't have $5 million. None of that was true. They said I was lying. I said they were lying. Came out in federal court, federal auditors. It was all lies. Everything here was a lie. I am out of money other than my house and a small farm, and I'll sell that if I need to. But that wouldn't fund this place for a month. I am out of money. I do not have money. But I have incredible friends and family, and we've awoken the world, and we've battled the globalists. So my treasure in capital in fighting evil, and I'm very blessed to be here. It's all glory to God, is amazing. So I'm the richest man in the world. I am so blessed and honored to be working with all of you. But we do temporarily need funds to operate. So we have great products you already need. Go to InfoWarsStore.com now. And you know, I said a week ago the sale was going to end. I extended it because we don't have the products. And if something isn't on sale, people don't buy it. So it's a catch-22. If we waited and sold the products over the next month that are about to sell out at full price, we'd get the money, but we need the money now to buy more of the products. So X3, the sale will end this weekend, 25% off, and I don't know how long it'll be till it comes back in. Everybody needs to be on this, men, women, children, particularly adults. It changes everything. It's the main enemy attack is trying to block real iodine in the body. Most people don't have real iodine. This is it. Infowarsstore.com. Superfemale Vitality is back in stock. Super Male is sold out. Super Female is 50% off. It's the same as the male formula. People just like a pink label for women. It's a great libido, stamina, energy booster. It's really a special product. It's 50% off. We have Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, two different nootropics, both excellent, both different. They go together well. Those are 50% off. This is all going to end this weekend, and I promise you it will, because we're going to have the 4th of July special after that, and it'll be good, but it's going to be limited because we don't have the product. We're out of half our products. We're out of DNA Force, bodies, the list goes on and on, more than half. So, and that's why we're caught in this thing. If we had all the products, we could be stabilized and maybe even expand again, but we're almost there. That's why I ask you to go to InfoWarsStore.com if you want to get us completely out of the rut. You know, we're kind of like stuck and the truck's starting to move. We're almost out of it, but there's another mud patty we got to go through here. That's kind of concrete roads after that, except World War III and everything else. I mean, I'm not going to say for a minute there's going to be new challenges, but at least this patch of being stuck, we're almost out of it, but we need you to help push us out of this. Together. Infowarsstore.com. Up at the top, you see where it says donate, support. Go there. Make a one-time donation. $5, $100, whatever you want to give. $20. You can sign up for auto ship. Like it's, you know, every week or every month or every 6 months out. You know, you can do it for 15 days out to a year. Just said, oh, once a year I want to give a donation, or once a month I want to give a donation. $5, $10, $20. Whatever it is, do it. And then we get 95% of the money instead of with a product. We make like 30, 40% after credit card fees, even less. So, the donations are amazing. Thank you so much. Infowarsstore.com. And if you've got the money and want to bet on freedom, make a $500 donation. We need the funds. It tortures me to spend most of my time, or 20% of my time on air and half my time off air, messing with money. I want to be making reports, making films, writing books, battling, doing interviews, battling. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Here I am a few years ago. This is in 2020, talking about the importance of supplements and how when we say iodine's essential, or we say vitamin D's essential, that means you die without it. I explain it right here, and then we'll be right back with breaking news and the latest developments. Stay with us. Criminals are just slithering around in front of us, censoring medical doctors that tell the truth, shutting down their own reports. The NIH's own website says you must have vitamin D3 to live. Any virus will kill you if you don't have a D3 proper level. That's why it's called essential. That's how you die when you don't have vitamin C, D3, or zinc, or iodine. You just suddenly shrivel up, and you get a cold, and you die. That's why it's called essential. When you see the side of a vitamin or mineral, essential, it means you die. D-I-E, exclamation point. D-I-E, die, 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 die. And I know lawyers and scientists and FBI agents and all these people, and they literally go, Alex, I was wondering, are those supplements real? Do you really need D3? And I'm mean to these people. I say, listen to me. You know what essential means, right? You die without water and oxygen. Oxygen in 4 minutes on average. Water in 3 days. Food in a month. Why is food essential? Because it has nutrients in it. And I'm not talking down to our audience, but man, I'm starting to get pissed. I've literally had congressmen ask me, we have guests all the time on the board ask, are those vitamins real or are they snake oil? What the hell does that mean? We have guests that ask us all the time, are the callers real? See, I never think of myself as that smart. I'm starting to realize that general public is really ignorant. This is just incredible. God almighty. Sorry, just let's go back to Gates. Here he is.
The side effects for the Moderna vaccine sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA not being pressured, will look hard at that. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators, and their current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate. And, you know, the side effects were not super severe. That is, it didn't cause permanent health problems for, the things there. They, you know, Moderna did have to go with a fairly high dose. And so, you know, to get the antibodies, some of the other vaccines, are going able to go with lower doses to get, responses that are pretty high, including the J&J and the Pfizer. And so there's a lot of characteristics of these vaccines.
But the data showed that everybody with a high dose had a side effect.
Yeah, but some of that is not dramatic where, you know, it's just, you know, super painful. But yes, here we clearly need a vaccine that works in the upper age range because they're most at risk of that. And doing that so that you amp it up so it works in older people and yet you don't have side effects. You know, if we have, you know, 1 in 10,000 side effects, that's, you know, way more, 700,000, you know, people who will suffer from that. So really understanding the safety at gigantic scale across all age ranges, you know, pregnant, male, female, undernourished, existing comorbidities, it's very, very hard. And that actual decision of, okay, let's go and give this vaccine to the entire world, governments will have to be involved because there will be some risk and indemnification needed before that can be decided on.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brainforce Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brainforce Ultra, Brainforce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have 3 original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all 3 toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com. In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Super Femal Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect in the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Super Mel Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Super Female Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula, and it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, it's nice to have some fighters in Congress that hold the left accountable for their whack job ideologies. And it's just been such a void in Congress for so long where we feel like we've had no pushback whatsoever. But Josh Hawley has certainly been a voice for reason in the Senate. And so there was a hearing for a judicial nominee today. There were some highlights from this. We're going to play some of those clips now. Here's Josh Hawley getting into the issue of religious freedom with the Biden judicial nominee, Lauren L. Alikhan.
Mr. Hawley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Congratulations to all of the nominees. Judge Alikhan, I think the last time you and I visited, it was before the Homeland Security Committee. And I asked you a number of questions there, you, including some for the record, you answered those, which I appreciated. One question that I ask you, and I ask every nominee actually on that committee and this one, is whether or not the nominee has ever litigated against a religious liberty claim. Usually the answer to that's no. In your case, you answered yes, and you listed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different cases over a period of years actually in which you have litigated against individuals or churches' religious liberty claims. So let's just talk about a few of those, if we could. Let's start with some of your work during COVID. Case you list here, Capitol Hill Baptist Church versus Bowser. Do you remember that case?
Yes, Senator.
You remember working on that case?
Yes, Senator.
This was a case involving the district's lockdown policies that shut down churches in the district. Is that correct?
It concerned litigation over provision of the lockdown policies. The policies restricted all types of activity in the district.
All types of activity in the district?
Yes, Senator.
Did it restrict mass protests in the district?
Well, it restricted activities that one normally expected, including work, going to stores. It also did include these provisions that were challenged concerning churches.
So it exempted unusual or unlikely activities that's in the statute, that's in the ordinance?
When the mayor was enacting these orders at the outset of the pandemic, I think she was trying to be as comprehensive as she could, and the order did restrict a number of daily activities of district residents.
But it exempted mass protests?
I don't believe it said anything one way or another.
Can you point me to the text where it exempted mass protests?
I don't believe it said anything one way or another.
Of course it didn't, because it didn't exempt mass protests, right? You know that.
I think it was silent on the issue because I don't believe it was contemplated by the mayor's office.
Ah, so you think that mass protests should be in a different category than religious observances? Is that your position?
I think if there were protests on the book, then the mayor might have thought about that when she was enacting the COVID-19 restrictions. But I think she was trying to protect public health.
So you think it's fine to say to religious people that they are prohibited from gathering outside, wearing a mask, socially distanced. They can't do it. But if you want to come and protest, defund the police, if you want to support that, that's fine. You can gather en masse, person to person, close up, thousands of people. That's okay. That discrimination's okay. That is your position?
Senator, that is not my position.
It was your position. It's what you argued.
I did not write these orders. What I said.
You defended it in court. And you just articulated to me what I take to be your position.
What I was doing in a Capitol Hill Baptist church was defending the mayor, my client, against a constitutional challenge to one aspect of the COVID-19 restrictions. We understood that strict scrutiny applies.
How did that case go for you?
We lost that case.
Why?
It was found that the restrictions did not meet the standard of strict scrutiny.
Meaning they were unconstitutional.
Meaning that they did not survive strict scrutiny. And it's a matter of public record that the District of Columbia did not appeal that decision.
Why? Why were they struck down?
Excuse me, Senator?
Why were the restrictions that you defended struck down as discriminatory? Why were they?
Because they did not satisfy.
Why didn't they?
The court concluded that there were restrictions that were not neutral of general applicability.
Yeah. That's legalese. Why didn't they? Why didn't they on the facts? You know the facts. You were a good lawyer. Why'd you lose?
We lost because applying the strict scrutiny test, the court concluded that the restrictions were not narrowly tailored
because?
To serve a compelling governmental interest.
Because?
Senator.
Oh, come on, Judge. Don't make me do this. Do you want me to go through it for you? You lost because Mayor Bowser was going to mass protests herself personally with thousands of people celebrating them. By the way, which is fine. We have First Amendment in the United States. I want to be clear. That is totally fine. You want to protest? Go for it. I think that's totally fine. That wasn't the problem here. At the same time she was doing that, she was prohibiting churches, religious people, from gathering socially distanced outside wearing masks. And the district court said, you can't do that. That's discrimination. You can't separate people out based on their ideological beliefs or their positions. You can't do that, right? Isn't that what the district court said?
The district court said that
do you agree with it?
Could not survive strict scrutiny.
For those reasons, right? Why are you fighting me on this? I can't figure this out.
I am not fighting you, Senator.
So yes, you agree. That's what the district court said.
That was what the district court concluded.
Do you think they got it right? Did the district court get it right?
The district court, we did not appeal that decision. I think that district court decision is consistent with rulings that we got from the Supreme Court clarifying the application of the religious test to COVID-19 restrictions in Tandon and the Brooklyn Arch Diocese.
My time has almost expired, and I know other senators want to ask questions, so let me just very quickly here. Do you think it's wrong to discriminate on the basis of religious faith?
Absolutely, Senator.
Why did you argue that religious services, religious people pose a greater risk of infection than people gathered to argue for defunding the police?
I was representing my client. The mayor and consulting epidemiologists had issued orders that she thought were going to protect public health. It was my role to defend those as a
member. Why did you make that argument? This seems like a strange argument to me that religious people are somehow, more infectious than folks who have other ideological positions? I don't get it.
My understanding was the nature of singing and other things epidemiologists thought could transmit COVID at a higher rate.
You didn't put any scientific evidence in the record for it?
Senator, those were fast-moving cases, and they weren't going to full briefing and full summary judgment with a record.
That's not what the district court said. The district court said that you engaged in, and your client engaged in, and you defended discrimination on the basis of religious belief, that you offered no scientific evidence for it, that you pressed these arguments over and over and over without any foundation. Frankly, I'm disappointed that you made those arguments. You can choose what arguments to make. I'm disappointed you made those arguments. I'm disappointed you persisted in defending them here today. And for that reason, among others, I will not support your nomination. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So there's more from this hearing, but, you know, the whole issue that made Peter Hotez cower in fear is that the left and the establishment is used to just running over you. They don't get pushback. So when you challenge them to a debate that, whoa, you don't dare. You don't dare challenge me to a debate. You just listen. You just sit down and shut up and listen to what I have to say. And so they don't want you to think about, oh yeah, that's right. During COVID, they shut down my business and my church and my kid's school and had all these rules and regulations placed on law-abiding citizens, but then the Democrat demonstrations were allowed to happen in mass in the street that led to riots in the name of George Floyd and Black Lives Matter. And these judges won't even be honest about that. They won't even be honest. These Democrat appointees of Joe Biden won't even be honest about that blatant double standard. That's a little worrisome.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, giving you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep. And it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10 hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this, but this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I remember when I lost my mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got some major developments here. We're going to get into the
Hunter Biden story shortly. And maybe take some calls on what you think is really going on here. because it's not really all adding up. I'm kind of looking at the different angles of this. So I think we're going to come back and we're going to cover this in the next segment. And then we're going to take your calls on this in the third hour, what you think is really going on. And then there's some other bizarre news. I don't want to distract from that, but there's some other bizarre news when it comes to the whole UFO alien story that they want us all to be focused on now. It's been stories for years. You've been considered a nut if you talked about it or thought about it. But, oh, now it's legitimate, and there's aliens running around Las Vegas, actually. Yeah. And maybe their spacecraft is missing. I don't know. So we've got an update on that, but I really want to look at this Hunter Biden situation. First, though, let's go back to some more moments from this hearing. John Kennedy clashes, senator from Louisiana, clashes with key Biden judicial nominee Lauren L. Ali Khan on the systemic racism beliefs that the left holds so dear.
Judge Ali Khan, am I saying that right?
Yes, Senator.
Okay. Will you allow your personal or political beliefs to affect your decisions?
No, Senator. My personal beliefs have never played a role in the positions I took as an advocate, nor do they play a role in the positions I take as a judge when I'm neutrally deciding a case.
Okay. I'm glad we got that off the table. Let me ask you a few questions about how you view the world. Do you believe that minorities need special help to succeed?
Senator, that issue is currently pending before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yes, ma'am, but we just established that you're not going to let your personal opinions affect your decisions. You're going to follow precedent.
Absolutely. I will follow whatever precedent comes from the Supreme Court.
So let's talk about your personal opinions, which will be irrelevant to your position on the court. Do you believe that minorities need special help to succeed?
Senator, again, I don't have a personal position, and sitting here as a current sitting judge and as a nominee.
Have you thought about that?
I am aware that we have given preferential treatment. It's been subject to a lot of different court cases. The issue.
Do you agree with that or disagree with it?
It's not a question, Senator, of whether I agree or disagree. I apply the law as it comes before me.
You're being confirmed to the federal bench, and presumably you're a critically thinking person. I'm just asking you what you believe. Let me ask you one more time. Do you believe that minorities in America need special help to succeed? It's a very simple question.
Senator, to the extent policymakers have enacted laws that provide protections,
do you agree with those policymakers?
I am not a policymaker, and as a sitting judge, it is...
You don't have an opinion, or you're just not going to answer. I don't want to waste more time if you're not going to answer.
Senator, as a sitting judge, it is inappropriate for me to comment on my personal views.
No, it's not. We've already established that you're not going to let your personal beliefs interfere with your decisions, so I think you ought to tell us what your personal beliefs are. Do you believe in systemic racism?
Senator, again, that's a question for sociologists and academics.
You don't have an opinion. You never thought about it.
I take each case as it comes before me on the individual facts.
What is systemic racism?
My understanding is that it's a sociological theory that racism plays a systemic role. But beyond that, I'm not an academic. I'm not a sociologist. I am a judge, and I apply the facts and the law to the cases that come before me.
Right, but you don't have an opinion.
No, Senator, I do not.
Do you have an opinion on anything you'd like to share with us?
Senator, as a sitting judge, it's inappropriate for me to comment on any personal views I might hold.
The first question I asked you was, your view of the world does matter. If you never thought about the world, if you never thought about these issues, you're not qualified to be a federal judge. And I think you ought to come here and answer. I think all of you should come here and answer them forthrightly. If I ask you, let me ask you one last question, and I will quickly, Mr. Chairman. Do you believe you sit on the District of Columbia Court of Appeals? Is the District of Columbia Court of Appeals systemically racist?
Senator, as a sitting judge, I think it would be inappropriate for me to comment. I can say all of my colleagues take the cases open-mindedly.
But do you
and
think
on the facts
it's systemically racist?
I don't think that it is, Senator, but I also don't know if I'm qualified to give that type of assessment.
Well, you sit on the court, right?
I think all of my colleagues take their cases with an open mind, without any prejudice, and faithfully apply the law to the
facts. Well, I'm disappointed you won't answer my questions, but I thank the chairman for giving me the extra time.
You know, I think leftists and liberals would be more upset at the Biden nominee for not really committing to the idea of systemic racism existing in this country. I'm surprised they're not all up in arms about that. Well, that's because A, they don't pay attention to anything, but B, they also know that, well, you're not supposed to be honest. They know when to talk about it and when not to talk about it, see? They know when to give the wink and the nod. Oh, no, I'm not a hardcore liberal. I'm not a liberal authoritarian fascist. No. Oh, now, take your vaccine and put on your mask. It's liberal. Now, speaking of the liberal world order, where they want it to be a government privilege for you to have a child. See, you are a slave, and so you shouldn't be allowed to freely procreate at your own will, your own desire. How could you put those pesky humans on this earth? Don't you know we're trying to rid ourselves of them? So now they're introducing you to you, the first artificial womb facility, Ecto-Life. Alex Jones was right again. Soon this will be the future of how you get a baby. No, you won't be making a baby. No, you'll be hoping that Ecto-Life will incubate one for you.
Introducing Ecto-Life, the world's first artificial womb facility, powered entirely by renewable energy. Ecto-Life allows infertile couple to conceive a baby and become the true
powered by renewable energy. This doesn't even exist.
Solution for women who had their
these people just live in a fantasy land
or other complications. With Ecto-Life, premature births and C-sections will be a thing of the past. Ecto-Life is designed to help countries that are suffering from severe population decline, including Japan, Bulgaria, South Korea, and many others.
Oh, yes, it's to sustain the population,
the
I'm sure.
The facility features 75 highly equipped labs. Each state-of-the-art lab can accommodate up to 400 growth pods or artificial wombs. Every pod is designed to replicate the
exact conditions.
But see,
the trick is they're making you infertile. That's the big deception. You're becoming infertile because of all the chemicals and the food and the water and the air. And the shots.
Ecto-Life allows your baby to develop in an infection-free environment. The pods are made of materials that prevent germs from sticking
to anything when it comes out. Like a bubble boy.
Every growth pod features sensors that can monitor your baby's vital signs, including heartbeat, temperature, blood pressure, breathing rate, and oxygen saturation. The artificial intelligence-based system also monitors
ooh, AI,
the physical features of your baby and reports any potential genetic
totally sweet. Now look, let me just be clear here. You know, I'm not a Luddite. I'm not against technical evolutions that make our lives easier and can expand our consciousness, our lifestyle, and everything. But see, why was Alex Jones able to predict this and talk about this and other dystopian films and novels? It's because the story is it's by design. And that's what's so frustrating is, hey, look, everybody's becoming infertile, and now they're introducing pods to grow a baby. It's like, how did Alex Jones do that? It's the plan. It's not a coincidence. It's by design.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical/supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price than you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew.
Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR, of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The Biden crime family. We take international deals. We do international bribes. The FBI's scared. If their informants come out, we have them killed. My son, caught guilty, red-handed. He gets no jail time. His last name is Biden. We cut deals in Russia, Ukraine, Uzbekistan. Anywhere where we can make millions, selling out the American people. Now, we have the White House, the Biden crime family.
Was that Russian, New York? I don't even know. Nobody knows. Joe Biden certainly doesn't know. Hunter is the smartest guy Joe Biden knows. A true intellectual, says Joe Biden. A man who scrapes up carpet crumbs, hoping he can find enough Parmesan cheese to get high on. So, I'm going to get into the story with Hunter Biden.
It really just doesn't make any sense to me, and I'll explain why. Because you can't take anything at face value. You're a schmuck if you do. So I want to look at that, and I want to take your calls, your responses to that, and maybe if you want to touch on this latest UFO story, but let's talk about the Biden crime family. And let's not go into too much of the background. You know the background. I know the background. We know the political persecution against Trump and everything else. So let's just look at this for what it is. Hunter Biden pleads guilty to two misdemeanors when it comes to tax evasion and one gun charge. So federal tax evasion, misdemeanors, anybody else in that situation would have probably gotten much larger crimes because it's my understanding that this is from, well, we know it's from 2017 and 2018. And is it part of the same international bribes? Is it part of the same international pay-for-play money that Hunter Biden was not claiming? Also not claiming to be a registered foreign agent? Neither was his father, Joe Biden, a clear violation of the Logan Act, which they wanted to use against Mike Flynn. So if you were taking millions of dollars from international sources, you would have a much more serious situation than two misdemeanors for evading taxes in 2017 and 2018. Not Hunter Biden. On the gun charge, this one is a little more hairy because these gun laws are really applied in so many different types of ways, especially because a lot of people that end up with gun charges are also in on other charges, and so things get divvied up and dealt around. And so the pattern of consistency there is harder to track. And basically what they've done is they've said because Hunter Biden was a drug addict, he can't be held responsible for inappropriately handling his firearm, is basically what is being said about that. Because he was a crack addict, I suppose. That's the diversion case. Now, others haven't been so fortunate, like Lil Wayne pled guilty to a federal gun charge, faces 10 years in prison. Hunter Biden, no jail time. And let's not forget that Sam Bankman-Fried, the Democrat money launderer, also had five charges dropped. That kind of just flew right under the radar, didn't it? Sam Bankman-Fried, five charges dropped, never went to jail. He spent, what was it, two nights in a jail in the Bahamas or wherever it was, and then got to come home and hang out in mommy and daddy's mansion. And then and he's not going to do any jail time. The massive money laundering Ponzi scheme with the offshore bank accounts run by his parents and the Democrat family, and he's going to have his charges dropped, and so is Hunter Biden. White House saying, yes, of course, this is how it should be. And diversion is an option applied to nonviolent offenders with substance abuse problems. That's why the gun charge was dropped. Basically was dropped. Diversion was dropped. And he just made a mistake on his federal income taxes, and he didn't know he had to register as a foreign agent. He didn't know all that money was coming in. He just didn't know any better. He's innocent. Drop the charges. He's sorry. Republicans fume over Hunter Biden's sweetheart plea deal. Congressional Republicans livid at the slap on the wrist. It's one justice system for the Democrats, one for the Republicans. One justice system for the Bidens, one for the Trumps. Evasion of more serious allegations. Jonathan Turley weighs in on joke charges against Hunter Biden. Furious reactions to Hunter Biden plea deal come in as James Comer, Jonathan Turley, and others push back. Poll finds overwhelming majority of voters say FBI should make Biden bribery file public. See, this is where it gets interesting. Hunter Biden will plead guilty, likely avoid jail. Yeah, he's going to avoid jail. But this is the, now see, this is why I'm just not taking any of this at face value. I could take the obvious thing and say, hey, Hunter Biden is getting off easy because his last name is Biden, his dad is Joe Biden, and he's a member of the corrupt DC swamp, and so he's getting off easy. And that, yeah, there's obviously an element to that. But is it really that obvious? Are they really operating that clearly in front of our faces, the two-tiered system of justice? How does Hunter Biden get such a sweetheart plea deal? Is it really that bad? And if it is, this should be a major, major story. Or, and maybe I'm just getting into hopeful thinking, maybe Hunter Biden cooperated in another investigation to avoid jail time. Again, maybe hopeful thinking. I'm just saying that sweetheart deal for Hunter Biden is almost unreal. And the fact that he's pleading guilty to tax evasion in 2017 and 2018, the 2 years that we have on record and Republicans and the House Oversight Committee have seen the bank records of Joe Biden and blank Biden receiving at least $10 million from foreign countries, foreign nationals. At least. And we have the phone calls of Hunter Biden talking about his business partners. We have the phone calls of Joe Biden talking to his business partners in Ukraine. So we literally have the phone calls, the emails, and the bank records. We don't have access to the bank records. Only the House Oversight Committee does, and the FBI. The Republicans continue to subpoena to make them public or get more access. So how did Hunter Biden get such a sweetheart deal? Is it really that bad? And yes, it is. But would they really be that bold to just say, yeah, your last name is Biden, you're going home, you're fine. Your last name is Trump, you're never going to stop being investigated. But how is it? Is it really that bad that Hunter Biden's tax evasions that he pled guilty to are literally tied into the larger Biden bribery crime family scheme that is one of the biggest stories in the nation right now? And he's just going to plead to that and walk and that's it? Really? That's how bad it is? So if that's the case, let's see how the people respond. And let's see if America has an appropriate response to that absolute miscarriage of justice. This clear and blatant double standard of justice. I mean, there's no other way to put it except the Bidens are above the law and the law is weaponized to destroy Trump. And it couldn't be more clear. Or did Hunter Biden cooperate in another investigation in order to get this sweetheart deal? Now, I'm going to take your phone calls on this for the entire third hour. What you think the story is. Is it really that bad? Is this going to be a major eye-opening moment for America to see really how bad it is? Do they even care anymore? Who is the FBI informant that is exposing all the Biden crime family crimes that the FBI is worried if is unmasked will be killed? That's how serious it is. How did Hunter Biden get such a sweetheart deal? Is the system really that rigged blatantly, or is he cooperating? Now, before we go to this break, and I will open up the phone lines when we come back in this next hour short segment, there is a wild story now following up to the Las Vegas Police Department body cam footage and then police phone call that happened almost simultaneously about 10-foot-tall aliens in a Las Vegas backyard with an alien spacecraft. A new development of that that's almost too unbelievable to believe.
Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. BrainForce Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our BrainForce Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your BrainForce Ultra, your BrainForce Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776, and the answer for energy is BrainForce. You wanted to plug BrainForce. Do you like BrainForce?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlively. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use BrainForce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is BrainForce. So I'll take BrainForce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that BrainForce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are about to take your phone calls on the Hunter Biden story here. It's really amazing what Hunter Biden is able to get away with. Let's not forget he was trying to skirt child care payments and not be fully transparent in his case dealing with his daughter. His daughter, Navy Roberts. The daughter that Hunter Biden had with London Roberts. This was after his affair with his deceased brother's widow. Really a class act, Hunter Biden. All while filming himself engaged in porn videos, including some trophy videos and pictures with what appear to be minors. But today he pleads guilty to 2 tax evasion charges. They basically dropped the gun charge. He's going to receive no jail time. Amazing stuff. Now, is it really that cut and dry how corrupt DC is and how justice is now dead? I mean, I don't know how else to put this. This is such blatant injustice. I don't know how else you summarize this. Or is Hunter Biden cooperating in another investigation in order to get a sweetheart deal? Maybe that's wishful thinking. Maybe the odds are that extremely low chance, but it's so, the fact that he's going to get a slap on the wrist for this, and it's just all public and it's all going on while he's in court dealing with his child that he wants to abandon. You just, of course, and then what's going on to Trump on the other side of the aisle. It's just, it's so blatant. It's so bad. I almost can't even believe it. And I work at InfoWars. It's like, we know more than anybody how corrupt it is. We've been sitting here screaming at the top of our lungs. And even I can't believe this. It's so bad. It's so obvious. So I want to get your take on that. 877-789-2539. We're going to take calls this entire third hour of the Alex Jones Show. Quick programming note, Maria Z is going to be hosting the fourth hour, and then I'm going to be back hosting the War Room, and I've got a massively packed news-filled War Room for you today after I finish my fill-in duties here on the Alex Jones Show. So 787, actually, hey guys, will you reset my, my clock down here for me, please? And, we'll take your phone calls on the Hunter Biden situation. Now, quickly, do you remember a couple weeks ago, the big UFO alien story out of Las Vegas, where you had police body cam footage, which what appears to be a meteor, to me, looks like a meteor coming and getting into Earth's atmosphere and then breaking up, happens. I've seen it a couple times in my life. Pretty awesome thing to witness, actually. But that's what it looks like. It looks like a meteor. And you can see once they get in Earth's atmosphere, they start to expand their tail, if you will. It gets bigger and then it breaks up and then dissipates. So that's what it looks like, but at the same time as this police body camera footage is picking up this celestial aerial phenomenon, whatever it is, somebody's calling in to the Las Vegas Police Department and reporting that there's an alien, 10-foot tall alien with a craft in their backyard. Now, I've accidentally gone long here. I'm going to tell you what has happened next in this story on the other side of this break, as we take your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show.
Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Hey! And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Man. I got something that tells me what it's all about.
Sitting here, you know, James Brown comes on and just...
And I'm super bad.
Everything changes, you know? Everything changes when James Brown comes on. And I'm about to talk about the latest development in this alien story out of Las Vegas, but I'm thinking, you know, what are we so worried about? Like, why are these people... If an alien lands in your backyard, don't be such a wuss. Go say hello. You know? What the hell, man? What are you calling the police? You want the police to show up and shoot him? Poor alien? He probably crashed here. He's scared for his life. Go out there and make him feel comfortable. Let him know we're all right. And maybe... See, but no, but turn James Brown back up, because that's the punchline here is... If you're worried, if you see an alien in your backyard and you're scared, just turn on your stereo, put on some James Brown, and just say, hey, we come in peace. We got soul. It's all good, man. That alien might just break it down right there. Like, all right, we can get down.
Come on.
That's it. Problem solved. I just solved intergalactic relations. It's that simple. Alien lands in your backyard. Don't freak out. Just put some James Brown on. Things will be all right. All right. So getting serious before we take your calls here on the Hunter Biden situation today. Just the blatant double standard when it comes to justice and the application and practice of it. or do you think something else is going on here? But no, okay, so a couple weeks ago, perfect timing to distract from all the failures of Joe Biden and the crimes his family is engaged in. We're supposed to believe in aliens now and UFOs, and now it's the big story, and you're not a crack or a kook if you're talking about it. So body cam footage picks up a what appears to be a meteor. It's not like people haven't been recording meteors for ever. We know what it looks like. It appears to be a meteor on this police body cam footage, but it's interesting enough. Whenever you see anything like that in the sky, it's abnormal and can be stirring. Pretty amazing stuff. But at that same time, a call comes into Las Vegas Police Department saying, we have an alien, a 10-foot-tall alien, and a craft in our backyard. We're scared. We're serious. We don't know what to do. Same time. So this causes the whole buzz about, is there an alien in Las Vegas? Well, people have been reporting aliens and things in the sky and seeing meteors or UFOs and all this stuff. And so now it's this big story, and it is interesting, obviously, with the police body cam footage and the police call tape and then going out to the people's house. But now it's gone one step further to levels that have never been seen before. Las Vegas UFO mystery. Police put up surveillance cameras at house where aliens landed. Las Vegas police set up cameras at the house where family called 911 to report aliens. And so now they're going to have surveillance footage rolling 24/7 on the backyard where the supposed aliens landed. It's not a light setup. They got a serious setup there, folks. Nothing like this has ever been done before. The Las Vegas Police Department has set up a 24/7 surveillance camera at the house where alien activity was reported. What is that about? Did they get commands to do that from some higher ups? Was this something they decided to do on their own volition? And of course, it's Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Police Department, the same place that couldn't find out the biggest mass shooting in U.S. history, what happened. Sheriff Lombardo, a part of that, then he becomes the governor. Should we be suspicious of all of that? Is that somehow connected? Did a 10-foot alien really land in a Las Vegas backyard in June of 2023? Or is it all a giant hoax? Or is it all a giant distraction? So I want to talk about the Hunter Biden story, but if you want to weigh in on that craziness, feel free to as well. But Hunter Biden gets the sweetheart deal. Anybody else would probably be going to jail. And I don't even like debtor prisons or financial criminals being put in jail necessarily. I think it should be very rare cases. Like maybe if you're engaged in international bribery schemes, pay for play, high crimes, misdemeanors, treason. Maybe then. Is that what Hunter Biden was engaged in? Or not so much, and that's why they decided to drop the charges. But we're taking your calls, what you think is going on. Why did Hunter Biden get such a sweetheart deal? Is it really that corrupt in D.C., or did he cooperate with another investigation into the Biden crime family? Let's start with David in Texas. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. I've been kind of sitting on this one for a while. I actually served about 60 months in federal prison myself, and I can tell you it's been extremely corrupt. It is that bad. I've personally watched. There's something called a Rule 35 when you get into when you're already indicted, you're serving your time. Well, sometimes people in prison will, you know, a volunteer basically to get brought out by the Fed to testify on people that they've never met before. I've personally watched this happen, and come back and pretty much brag about it when they get back onto the compound. They do it for, you know, time off their sentence. But I didn't expect anything less than what Hunter Biden got today. I don't think that he would have ever had to even cooperate, or what you would consider, I think what you're referring to is the 5K1. Where you provide information about somebody else in another case, or something like that. I don't even think he would have ever had to do that. I think it's just another step of humiliation. I mean, just like we saw with, you know, Trump getting charged for the same exact thing Biden did. I think it's just another slap in the face.
So let's say that's the case, because sure. I think that might be the odds on favorite, let's say. So is this now the move? Is this now the subtle way? Cause this now we're now getting to the next level here. Is this the subtle way of the Democrats landing the Joe Biden retirement plan? Is this the Democrats' subtle way of retiring Joe Biden, saying, look, you've got too much baggage. Your damn son's a criminal. You can't even remember where you are half the time. It's time to just step aside and then do the switch and put Gavin Newsom in, you know, sometime maybe right before the new year or after the new year, because I don't see how they can sit here and act like the Bidens aren't corrupt after these Hunter Biden charges. I mean, even no jail time, it's still there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's why I'm saying I think it's really just a show of force. I think it's just like we own. I mean, they own the DOJ. You know, they're completely operating every bit of our agencies, and they're not afraid to show that. I think that they're just making moves right now. I have a feeling that they're probably about to try to shut everything down. I think we kind of see that coming, and you know, I think that. To answer the overall question, it really is that bad. And I can tell you when it started, it was in 1987 under, I believe it was Bill Barr, when they started the war on drugs and they switched.
Disgusting pig, Bill Barr.
Yes. Yeah. 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 They started this thing like the war on drugs, right? Where the laws changed and now you have all these mandatory minimums. For drug crimes and it was really it was just a way for them to funnel money in through the privatized prison industry because they all have investments in like the commissaries and all that stuff. So I mean it's just a revolving door of cash. But with that, and I actually knew somebody that was being sentenced between 1987 and 1988, and he took his case to trial and never got caught with any kind of drugs whatsoever, nothing. Since he got sentenced and the trial ended in 1988. They had brought people up on stand and testified against him, saying that, I bought XYZ amount of whatever stuff.
Well, thank you for that call, David, and sharing your experience there within the system. So I would say, let's say I do agree with you, then I'm thinking that the Democrats are getting ready to land the Joe Biden retirement page plane. And this is kind of the way of starting that process.
In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Superfemo Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect in the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Supermel Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Superfemo Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. InfoWarsStore.com.
ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So, our first caller that we took on the Hunter Biden story went exactly how I expected it, because our audience is very informed and intuitive. And so, I didn't even go that direction, because I was hoping a caller would go that direction, and then I could go there with him. So, assuming we understand how corrupt things are, that the Bidens can get away with all kinds of crimes, and Hunter Biden's going to walk from the crimes he's engaged in, now we ask the question, is this all to get Joe Biden out of the White House? Because why do any of this? Why not just say, oh, no, Hunter's not guilty of anything? They could have easily done that. That's what they've been doing with Joe. So for Hunter Biden to claim guilt in this, folks, these are tied in directly. The crimes that Hunter Biden pled guilty to are tied in directly to what is being investigated with Joe Biden's international business doings. So, I mean, is this, oh, see, okay, look, hey, Hunter, Joe, you gotta go. Joe, it's time to retire. We can just, you know, land this plane gracefully. Say, hey, you know what? My son didn't know what he was doing was wrong, but you know what? I'm just going to have to step aside because I have more integrity than Donald Trump. And then get him out of the way and bring in Newsom. Because you just got to figure at this point, folks, Joe Biden can't make a public appearance anymore. It's just bad. It's a disaster every time. So they can't do that for six more years. It can't be sustained. I just don't believe that this is a face value. There's something else going on here. So is it that Hunter Biden is cooperating in other investigations, or is it they're going to use this as the get Joe Biden off the stage hook? Let's go back to your phone calls, and we have Julie in California. Julie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How are you?
Hi, good.
I'm not surprised, actually. In fact, I'm shocked. Because I didn't think he was going to get anything. I thought they were just going to blow everything off like they always do, and nothing was going to happen to this guy. But Gavin Newsom, yeah, I believe he is going to be the nominee for the Democrats, because look, Joe can't do it, and neither can Kamala. She's worse than he is.
No, they don't even want Kamala.
Yeah, if she were halfway confident, she'd be in there by now.
Yep.
You know, and it's Gavin's been circling like a shark in the water for the last, I don't know, year, ever since Joe went over to the G7 last year. When he walked across that parking lot going into the entrance into the White House, had that jacket over his arm like he was just strutting and knew he was going in for something. So, yeah, he's going to wind up being the nominee.
Yeah, I agree with you. Definitely on Kamala because, folks, that you understand, I mean, it was in the news multiple times. I'm not telling you any secrets here. They sent in coaches to try to make Kamala Harris more likable. They sent in like speech therapists and body language experts. Like they did everything to try to make Kamala Harris likable and it never worked. So you notice how they don't really promote Kamala much. They kind of just sideline her and, you know, every once in a while she gets to do her little stick and she embarrasses herself. So obviously she's not the depth chart for the Democrats' presidential list. And I think at this point, Julie is right. They're bringing in the Hunter Biden crimes to get Joe Biden out of the White House. Because I would imagine they wouldn't charge him with anything except to say, look, Joe, you got to go. And if you want this to hit you, then you can go ahead and run. We'll charge you next. But you got to get out of the way. And I think that the smart move here would be keep Newsom on the sidelines as long as possible. Keep Joe Biden in the spotlight as long as possible until he literally can't go anymore. And then that's when you say, oh, Joe Biden endorses Newsom. Newsom's here to save the day. And he won't really have any of the negativity dealing with the presidential race campaigning until the last minute. Anything else, Julie?
Yeah, as far as the alien thing, okay, we've got aliens coming across the border. We might as well have them dropping out of the sky.
Yeah, did you see those alien freaks that were trafficking in human body parts out of Harvard?
Yeah.
Guys with, like, facial tattoos and spikes jammed into their skulls?
Yep. The country's lost, though, and it's lost. I don't know. Whatever we're going to salvage to get back from this, I don't know what we're going to have. But we've got to do something, but I don't know what it's going to be.
Julie, thank you for the call. You know, I feel the same way about Austin, Texas right now. And I won't sit here and say that it's like, oh, you know, Austin is a representation of the greater America. But, folks, it's like the same way. They've really just – this city has been destroyed by liberalism. And, I mean, it's still got its bright spots and it's, you know, still got some of its Austin charm. And I really have grown to love living here. But, I mean – like, it's just, our air quality is always bad. The traffic is now always bad. It's almost as expensive as California now. I mean, it's just bad. And I'm sick and tired of moving. I've had to move multiple times here. And it's just like, it's almost like you just got to get the hell out of cities, man. And it's just too bad. It's just too bad. I don't try to hide it. I like the metropolitan lifestyle, but it's just getting so bad, but I'm distracting. But has America really fallen? I mean, is this how bad it really is? Let's go to Adam in Tennessee. Adam, you're on the air. Go ahead. Yes, hello.
First thing I called in about is a call to action. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, first thing I called in about is a call to action. What a lot of patriots are missing is they have not been going over the Law of War manual that you can download easily on Google. And particularly chapter 11. And Trump's been giving us all the communications that we're involved in a belligerent occupying forces taking over right now. He let us know when he was in that he was attacked, that we were attacked with the virus out of Wuhan, that he was a wartime president. And my call of action is I've been researching on how to petition the International Court of Justice, and it has to be done through the state. So I want to have a coalition of governors. I want everyone that's listening to start phoning every governor in the state and asking for them to petition the International Court of Justice to get rid of the belligerent occupiers that are in D.C. that overstayed their lawful authority when they stayed beyond a year after January 6th. They were legally there because what they did is they proved that Trump was unfit through the Russia, Russia, Russia. So now it's time for the people to stand up back, start calling your governors, a coalition of governors, and the ones that do not work with us, we know a lot of them are with China. Mike Pompeo let us know. And if they won't operate for their citizens, then put them on notice that they will be co-combatants with the belligerent state. And that's the one thing I want to do. And the second thing is have a, what I call a Patriots picnic, to where if you can't get any action, we just quit being slaves and quit working for the system. Stay home.
Well, yeah, that's the whole independence revolution that made America, but... Well, I'm out of time here. I've gone long. We're going to take more calls on the other side of this break. It's the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Shop there right now. We've got big sales.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price than you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation. I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists, and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover, is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance,
that's counter the Great Reset by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to give you a quick programming note. As I said, I have a loaded War Room transmission coming up. Big, big news. And we're going to be playing a ton of the highlights from last night's Donald Trump-Brett Baer interview. But I want to continue on the topic of discussion right now. Hunter Biden gets a nice, easy slap on the wrist for tax evasion in the year 2017 and 2018, the exact same years Joe Biden was taking foreign monies that the Republicans and the House Oversight Committee are investigating into, that the FBI has been investigating into, that they claim their informant's life is in danger for investigating into. It all ties together. Hunter Biden gets a slap on the wrist. I don't think that's the end of the story. I think this goes either to Joe Biden or to Gavin Newsom being the next nominee and this being the hook to get Biden out of the way. We go back to the phone lines. Your thoughts on these developments today. We go to Doug in Oklahoma now. Doug, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes.
First, I would have to comment on the alien thing. If the aliens crashed in my backyard out here in the sticks in Oklahoma, I'd have to talk to them, like you said. I would have to ask them, are you part of the Biden crime family?
They might say, they will say, you know, no, we're not a member of the Biden crime family, but we did go to Biden's party one time and he grabbed us and groped us. He didn't know, he wasn't sure who was male, who was female, who was adult, who was child, so he just groped us all.
You got to ask, right? You got to ask. No, I'll tell you what I think's going on with the Biden thing is this blatant charge against Trump over what every president's done ever. This is their attempt to say, see, we're fair and square. We even went after the president's own son. So it's just a ploy. Why would they want to get Biden out of there? He's the best dog king they could come up with.
Well, I think there's a couple elements here. There's definitely a spot in the pie, let's say the roulette table, if you will, for what you're saying is, oh, see, it's kind of like what they did with Hillary Clinton. See, we investigated Hillary. Even though she was guilty, we investigated. It's all fair here. Nothing to be worried about. There's definitely a possibility that that's it. But I just don't think it ends there because, yeah, they'd love to have Joe Biden in there for another 6 years, but he physically can't do it. I think we're seeing this now. He physically cannot do it. Every time he makes a public appearance now, there's some new gaffe, some new fumble, some new embarrassment. And let's not forget, there is an element of the Democrat Party that's the far left element that has been sitting, waiting, lurking in the wings for the hostile takeover, and they might view now as the time. Because Pelosi is, she's on her last legs, Feinstein on her last legs, Biden on his last legs, Schumer becoming a thing of the past. So, I mean, the old, dying, corrupt Democrats are on their way out. And the new far-left radical communist Democrats are looking to fill that spot at the table. They're looking to take that scepter. I don't think that the true pillars of the radical left, which are AOC and Cori Bush and others, would necessarily like a Gavin Newsom, another white man, to be the first guy to kind of come in and lead this new radical leftist revolution out of the Democrat Party. But if they think that they can get their foot in the door with him, then they might be willing to back him. And this could be the hostile takeover of the Democrat Party by the far left Marxists that has been building for quite some time now.
Well, maybe, but I just think that the globalists, they love Biden. They couldn't come up with a better puppet than him.
Oh, sure. I mean, Xi Jinping just bitch-slapped him. Do you see that?
Yeah, so why would they want to get rid of him? This guy do whatever they want. So.
I just don't think they have a choice. I don't think it's a matter of they want to. They just don't have a choice. He cannot physically make it another 6 years. He just can't.
Well, they just put a guy in a Joe Biden suit and put him out there. Probably already have a Biden.
Now, see, now you might be onto something. Now you might be getting onto something.
Because, I mean, this guy's a dream come true for the globalists, so I just can't see. I really think they're just trying to say, look, we're fair and square. We even went after his son.
Well, I think we'll have a better idea. I think we'll have a better idea of where this might go as this story progresses throughout the week. Doug, thank you for the call. Let's go to Nick in Pennsylvania. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. There is a line you can draw between the alien thing and the Hunter Biden, and I think you know what that is. It's the secret police, the FBI, and the military intelligence, the CIA. And what we have here with the Bidens is just a simple asset capture or whatever they call it, where they've done it all throughout the history with the royalties. These military nobility take control of these monarchies or these royalty classes, and they have complete control over them. I mean, Anderson Cooper is an example of one of these asset captures they have, and they're able to just control it. So after World War II, you had the judicial, the executive, and the legislature. But after World War II and Prohibition, you had the secret police and the military intelligence take a huge chunk out of that pie chart, and they're just trying to militarize space. That's what the UFO thing is. That's a fourth frontier. We already have the land, the sea, and the air taken care of. So the next place to profitize and militarize would be space. And that's all I have to say on that.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I don't want to get into the debate or the legitimacies of what can and can't be done in space, but certainly anywhere that they can expand their dominance and their control, any sector of our known universe, they want to do it. So maybe that's what the UFO thing is all about. But again, I think that it's the timing of it is what's so strange to me. The UFO stuff has been out there for years. There's all sorts of stuff on video that's just unexplainable and never gets addressed in the national news. That I would say is just as credible as the stuff that you see here where they're talking about what's going on in Vegas. And so it's like, why does none of that get talked about? Why is none of that the big story? Why do they want us to focus on this? Why are they telling us that this is legitimate when there's been all kinds of stuff going on in that genre for years? So it really does make you feel like there's something else. But it's the same thing with the Hunter Biden thing. Something tells me there's just something else going on with that. And it could be as simple as Hunter Biden was literally that stupid and that lazy. I mean, folks, the only reason why this is even going anywhere is because Hunter Biden is such a drug addict that he can't even properly handle firearms and that he didn't file his taxes. If he would have filed his taxes for all the money that he got from overseas, this wouldn't even be on the charts. So, I mean, hey, look, the dumbass Hunter Biden, That could be legitimate. It's like, way to go, Hunter. You screwed it all up. All right, let's squeeze in one more call before the break. Let's go to Moondog in Pennsylvania. Moondog, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I want to talk about that laptop. I don't even think they'll see it at the end if that ever comes up down the road. And as far as the nominee going to be down the road, I feel that the big Mike's going to come out of the closet.
I don't really buy into that. I know a lot of people think so. I don't know. I just don't see it.
Yes, it'd be the big tranny to the rescue, you know?
I don't see Michelle Obama as that popular. And even Barack Obama's losing popularity. I mean, his podcast fails. His books don't really sell. I just don't see it.
You see the clip when Obama went to the White House last, and
Biden was trying to tap him on the shoulder, and Obama like he wasn't even there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was, yeah. Who's really running the White House? Maybe it's Obama.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com. Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment here with me hosting the Alex Jones Show. I'll be back hosting the War Room, getting into the latest breaking news, playing all the highlights from Donald Trump's interview last night. But we'll take calls for the rest of this Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Remember, folks, big sales right now. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, both 40% off. and 50% off when you buy the combo pack, Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra combo pack, 50% off. And I am a major promoter of Brain Force Ultra and Brain Force Plus because I like to take them right before I go on air for 3 hours of mental focus, energy, clarity, so that I can host a talk show. Find out for yourself why they have so many five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, 50% off the Power Combo Pack right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps this show on the air. All right, let's go to Noah in Chicago. They had quite a violent weekend, but I guess that's par for the course. Noah in Chicago, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, speaking about the violence, Juneteenth, there was a massive shooting.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Definitely a lot of violence. But anyway, I think a lot of these things, these major stories that are coming out on the news, I think they're actually side distractions for the FedNow service coming out literally in a couple weeks.
Yeah, July. So, when is that officially launched? It's supposed to replace Cash App and everything else. Well, that's the goal.
Yeah, I think that's coming out in July. And so I'm looking at that, and I'm seeing everything going on. We're on the brink of, well, I guess we're already in World War III. It's just, it's a new type of war where it's not as up in front. And I think that that's another thing that's weird. They're
you know,
not really
I'm glad you brought that FedNow thing up, actually, because I noticed last night, and I forgot that does launch. Guys, look up when that, it's like first week of July, I think FedNow is supposed to go live. And I, like I'm sure many people in the audience, use digital transaction apps on my phone, like, say, Venmo, and use them quite frequently. And actually, yesterday, I was trying to make quite a large transaction, larger than I would normally make, and my payment services app was giving me a hard time, and it wasn't me letting me make it. And I was thinking, okay, well, I guess, you know, it's larger than normal. They're going through extra security protocols. I guess that's fine. Well, I had to go through this odd process and give this app a bunch of clearances, not just, and I went through and actually read the terms and conditions thing. Because I'm like, well, this is odd. I've never had to do this before. And so I went in and I read the terms and conditions. And now, and I don't know if this is for this app exclusively, I was reading through it. Now, these payment apps, when you select, it's my interpretation of the document that I had to accept, they now get full access to your bank account. It's not just they can confirm, if you confirm the transaction, they can just make a withdrawal. They can make a withdrawal. They can go look at past transactions. They can look at anything in your bank account that is attached to your payment app. They now get access to when you sign the new terms and conditions. Now, I will tell you, on the back end, you can go and cancel it on your bank. Because I went and because I had to make a payment, so I went and I said, okay, they get access to everything? That's a little odd, but I got to make the payment. Okay. And then I went back on the back end after making it to my bank account and I canceled out all services and I said, no, this app does not get access to all my bank records. I was stunned to find out. And I'm wondering if this is all correlating with FedNow coming out. And the only way these apps are going to be able to even operate is if they get full transparency into your bank account to cooperate with FedNow. Here's from the official Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. The target release date for the service is May to July 2023. As development of the FedNow service progresses, additional details will be available through established Reserve Bank channels, including more specific timing and implementation information for depository institutions. Don't be surprised if there's a major incident, maybe a cyber attack or something else, that forces everybody to get onto FedNow. It's kind of like what they wanted to do with the vaccines and you getting your little vaccine passport. Or you know, all the other crap you had to go through with your vaccine stuff. It's going to be like that. Some major event happens, and then, oh, you need to get the FedNow digital currency. Yeah, this is a big one to stay on the lookout for. Noah, I'm glad that you brought that up. We're going to keep a close eye on this because the central bank digital currency, folks, is that's one of the cornerstones of the corporate world government. They have to have the central bank digital currency. That's why they hate cash. That's why they don't want you to have precious metals. That's why they hate cryptocurrencies, because they need total centralized control of the financial systems and your access to it. And you won't get access to your own money, your own wallet in the digital currency central bank system unless you've taken all your vaccines, celebrated your Gay Pride Month properly, had your Juneteenth moment of reparations payment, and then maybe you can go have a lunch with access to the money that you've worked for. That's a big point, Noah. Thank you for the call. Let's go to John in Australia now. He's down under. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening for quite a number of years. I've been listening to you for quite a while now, and the original Owen to the story, basically, I quite enjoyed when you're on the show. I'm of two minds of the whole thing. One part of me thinks, yeah, it is that corrupt. We all know it's that corrupt. But then when you sort of tie into a lot of stuff that Derek Johnson considers and is constantly talking about, the military ops. So I'm of two minds, but originally I'm thinking it's just that corrupt. And as for the whole UFO thing, I think it's just a major distraction. So.
Yeah, John, I'm unfortunately having a hard time hearing you. I've got a bad connection here, but it sounded like you think it's just that corrupt in DC. You're probably right. I just feel like there's something else to this. I don't take this Hunter Biden, these charges, this plea at face value. I think there's something else to it. Either it's the hook to get Biden out, or maybe it's the hook to say, see, we did investigate, or maybe someone's cooperating. I don't know. I feel like there's something else going on. This is just, it's just too egregious. It's too blatant. But I don't know why I'm surprised by these people. Hey, John, thanks for the call. Let's go to Nick in Tennessee. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Owen. I appreciate your fight in the info war. I've been a viewer for a long time, and now I'm fighting the info war over at Substack. So
awesome, man.
I appreciate you. I wanted to let you know. Well, I want to give you the choice. What do you think is more important, aliens or Hunter Biden? What do you think?
Oh, Hunter Biden, it's not even close. Look, I go down every rabbit hole because I'm just a curious mind and I'm a bit of a media addict. So I do like to follow some of the alien stuff. I like to follow some of the channels and I keep tabs on it, but it's more for entertainment. If I thought the stuff was serious or a serious threat, I would talk about it on the air more often than I do. I don't think it's that big of a deal. The political corruption is very real and that will affect us, before any, so-called alien landings.
Now, I want to tell you, if Joe Biden was an alien, there would be a lot of probing going on.
Maybe he is an alien, and that's why the probing goes on.
It would not be pretty. It would not be. You would not want to be on that spaceship.
Yeah, no. No. That would be a funny... Somebody... Actually, the aliens beam Joe Biden up, and they start probing. He's like, ooh, put another one up there. It's like, you guys got a bigger probe? Can I borrow that probe?
That would happen. Yeah, we'll have to try the probe with the fingers on it. Anyway.
Yeah, they drop him. They beam him back down to the White House so fast.
Yeah. But the Hunter Biden scandal, if anybody wants to know about Hunter Biden, you have to do two things. You have to read The Laptop from Hell by Miranda Devine. I read that book, and I want to tell you right now, it blows everything wide open. That laptop was the biggest mistake that the Democrat Party ever made and that the Biden family ever made.
It's unbelievable. He left it. He left the laptop at the station. Ashley Biden left her diary at the house. Folks, look, I don't promote this because, like the caller, Nick, I don't want you to see what's in the Hunter Biden laptop. I mean, it's worse than what we play for you on the shows about the gay pride parades where they gyrate naked in front of children and the drag queen sex time for kids where they groom the children. Like, the stuff on the Hunter Biden laptop is worse. Marco Polo published an entire book, folks. Every content of the Biden laptop has been published into a hardback cover book. And all the images, all the texts, I mean, it's literally all there, folks. You can all go look at Hunter Biden's laptop. I don't want you to because it's disgusting. Now, they censored it for you. All right, Maria Z takes over. I'll be back on the War Room.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula that's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. You wanted to plug Brain Force. Do you like Brain Force?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlatley. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brain Force every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brain Force. I'll take Brain Force in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brain Force is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Wernher von Braun, the German aerospace engineer who was imported into NASA under Operation Paperclip, claimed the U.S. government would stage an alien invasion, according to one of his assistants near the end of his life.
When Wernher von Braun was dying of cancer, he asked me to be his spokesperson, to appear on occasions when he was too ill to speak. And what he asked me to do was to educate decision makers and the public about why we shouldn't be putting weapons in space. What was most interesting to me was a repetitive sentence that he said to me over and over again during the approximately 4 years that I had the opportunity of working with him. The strategy that Wernher von Braun taught me was that first the Russians are going to be considered to be the enemy. In fact, when I met him in 74, they were the enemy. Then terrorists would be identified, and that was soon to follow. Then we were going to identify third world country crazies. We now call them nations of concern. And the funniest one of all was against what he called aliens, extraterrestrials. That would be the final card. And over and over and over during the 4 years that I knew him and was giving his speeches for him, he would bring up that last card. And remember, Carol, the last card is the alien card. We're going to have to build space-based weapons against aliens. And all of it, he said, is a lie.
And this week, a former intelligence official, David Charles Grusch, claimed to blow the whistle on the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, stating that many flying objects retrieved are, quote, of exotic origin, non-human intelligence, whether extraterrestrial or unknown origin, based on the vehicle morphologies and material science testing, and the possession of unique atomic arrangements and radiological signatures. Grusch said the recoveries of partial fragments and intact vehicles have been made for decades by the U.S. government. And in fact, he says, quite a number of alien spacecraft are in their possession. So what are these non-human vehicles? And why is he choosing to blow the whistle now? Is he a part of a disclosure psyop, setting the stage for an incoming invasion story, as Wernher von Braun suggests?
costs.
Also, why are the majority of UFO sightings within the United States? Is it because our own government progenerates these supposed alien crafts? Spaceships in the sky is one thing, but the real threat is posed by the intelligent beings which control the aircraft, human, alien, or other. And for the alien invasion psyop to be effective, populations of the world must be made to fear the pilots flying the craft. As the local news reported, a Las Vegas family saw an illuminated aircraft fall into their backyard before a couple of classic massive alien creatures emerged.
The family says something crashed into their backyard, prompting them to call 911 saying they saw creatures walking around.
Our 8 News Now investigators digging into this for weeks now, and tonight our David Charnes with the video you will only see on 8 News Now. David?
Brad, Denise, sources telling 8 News Now investigators that several agencies believe something landed or crashed. Whether it was non-humans or not, it certainly scared the people living on this property. Now, before we show you that video, listen to their call for help.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Okay, where is this on your property?
In my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually we terrified of it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot. I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes. Okay. Like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
Okay.
Well, the 8 News Now investigators obtaining video as officers then responded to the call you just heard. You'll see the officers also saw something in the sky that night, but the big question is, what was it, and is it all connected?
It's almost midnight on May 1st when a Las Vegas Metro Police officer's body cam catches this, something flashing low in the sky.
911 emergency.
Minutes later...
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down.
Harvard researchers have found children who live in high fluoride areas have significantly lower IQs.
Enjoy your
extra big-ass fries!
Researchers found members of Congress, on average, speak at a 10th grade level. Most Americans read at an 8th or 9th grade level.
Look, now I'll talk slow so as you can understand me.
It was just a few thousand years ago that our ancestors were using primitive grunts to communicate.
Hillary's a good leader. I trust Hillary. Hillary is a good leader.
I stand here as a freed slave.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
Mankind became stupider at a frightening rate.
You're a white male!
looks American-ish.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far.
I believe that our education, like such as South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa.
What does that mean?
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
We now go live to Violence Channel correspondent for Micah Davis at the Extreme Court with highlights on today's trial.
Good to see you in this exercise in transparency and democracy.
Is that what it is?
A great dust bowl had ravaged food supplies, and the number one movie in the country was called Ass.
If Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
Obama, you should run for a third term because we need
you. Obama, third term!
How many sides does a triangle have?
Damn, four.
There's no sides.
What's Osama bin Laden most infamous for?
Osama?
Yeah.
Or Obama?
Osama.
I have no idea who Osama is.
Which state does KFC come from?
What, the chicken? Yeah. I really don't know.
Okay, do you know what KFC stands for?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
A little further south from that facility, there's a completely separate building where they, get this, change raw sewage water into water people drink.
Why? Like out the toilet?
But Brando's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I thought your hair would be bigger.
Infowars.com.
It's a circus, everybody, look!
Look at the monkey!
I did that on purpose!
For being here today, I am Maria Z, your guest host, and let me tell you, Michael has been on the Darien Gap. You would know him. He's been on with Alex quite a few times, but he's been on the Darien Gap talking about this absolute invasion of the United States on the border. Michael's there with us today. He's not in the States at the moment, but he has been on the border. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. Have we got Michael connected? All right, there we are. Michael.
Yeah, it's like I'm on the moon. I think they had a better connection on the moon. I'm on the other side of the world right now. I just left Texas. I'll be heading back there soon. I don't know if you can hear me, Maria.
Yes, I can now. Very good, Michael. It's great to see you. Yes, so you're on the other side of the world today, but you've joined us today. And I want to talk to you about some of this footage that's coming out, Michael, and that you've sent as well. This really strange little video, and the team have got a few of those videos, which if they can just play on silent while we're talking in the background, that'd be great. I want to talk to you about some of this, footage of what appears to be Chinese nationals being shown.
That'd be great. Let me try to turn this on video or audio.
Get into America. Having a little bit of difficulty there connecting with Michael. Obviously, he's in another country right now. So this footage that he sent me is actually circulating. It looks like it's circulating on Chinese social media, and it's circulating on all over Twitter at the moment. And it looks like it is highlighting for Chinese nationals how they can get into America illegally. It's fascinating. And this is why we got Michael on, because he really does, he's the best to comment on this. He's a war correspondent and he's been at the Darien Gap for so long. So I'm watching this video. It's become quite popular on social media. And I really, really hope that we can get Michael Yon back on to talk about this. How are we going with that connection, guys? We're reconnecting to Michael. Well, as you can see with this video, this is the one that I'm talking about. It's absolutely shocking. While we're waiting for Michael, I want to talk about some of the news of the day. Just in Oslo this week, we had Mini Pride announced. And what they're doing is Oslo's Pride offer for children and families with children. You know, you've got, in China, you have videos of how to come into the United States and invade the United States. Meanwhile, in the West, you've got Mini Pride for children and this sort of stuff being shared on social media. It's no wonder when countries like China view what the West is doing and see how weak we appear because we're doing absolutely atrocious things with children, that they would share videos of how to come and invade our countries. It's insane. It's insane. So they've said, why do we need a Mini Pride in Oslo? We need a Mini Pride because children and young people break the norms for gender and sexuality. And children and young people grow up in families where the caregivers are queer. Mini Pride is suitable for children and adults of all ages. The target Mini Pride is mainly children. Listen to this, aged 4 to 12. And their carers, family, friends, and educational staff. 4 to 12, people. This is what the West is worried about while you've got foreign nationals sharing videos, foreign nations sharing videos on how to invade our countries. Michael, I think we've got him back right now. Michael, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Maria. Right. I'm on the other side of the world now, but we've got connection. I just left Texas. I'll be back soon. I'll be going across the entire border, the southern border, which I've done before. I'll be going all the way from the edge of Texas there at Boca Chica where SpaceX is, where the mouth of the Rio Grande empties out. There's a border there. And then I'll go all the way to San Diego with a truck with an incredible thermal camera, a $500,000 camera that can tell, you know, men from women a mile or two away if the weather's good. You can actually,
Michael,
stay there.
We've got to go to a quick break. I want to hear more about this right after we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com and they fund our operation. InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, here with Michael Yon. Michael, we've just played that video right now that you sent me, which is circulating social media, talking about how to best invade America. Talk to us. I mean, where do you want to start here, Michael?
Laura, there's so much to talk about. You know, as you know, I spend a lot of time in various invasion spots, whether it's Europe being invaded, Japan, of course, is getting increasingly hit, Darien Gap. There's a reason why I spend so much time in Panama, down between Colombia and Panama. That's a major route to invade the United States. It's being used right now. It's being expanded by the United States. The United States is knowingly building and expanding camps down in Panama that are helping Chinese get to the United States. This is open. They know about it. There's nothing hidden. It's willful and it's not negligent. It's willful. So we're actually watching about 200 Chinese per day come through the Darien Gap. But that's just one. There's actually about 2,000 people per day right now. It's 170,000 in the first quarter of this year. Came through the Darien Gap. That's fivefold increase from last year, for the same quarter last year, 2022. So many of the Chinese who don't come through the Darien Gap will actually fly to places like Cancun or Mexico City, and then they'll work their way up through there, or they'll come through the Canadian route. Some go through Bahamas. Others are actually coming by boat and landing in Mexico. Anyway, bottom line is, they're getting into America in huge numbers, and we don't know what those numbers are. And the United States government almost certainly doesn't know. Interestingly, the Chinese consulate in Los Angeles about, I don't know, less than 2 weeks ago announced on their website that Chinese who have lost their passports through irregular means, or well, I've forgotten the exact phraseology, but that's basically it, can come to the Chinese consulate in in Los Angeles and get a new passport. This is interesting. How are all these Chinese getting out of People's Republic of China right now? And many have new passports, right? How are they doing this? They're being facilitated to come through. There's videos. There's one on my Twitter right now that shows Chinese how to get through, you know, how to go through Darien. There's quite a few videos like that. But the bottom line is, when I'm down at Yuma watching Chinese come across the border there in Arizona, I've seen them come across just, you know, last month or so. The Border Patrol doesn't even ask for their ID, doesn't even ask for passport, just says, ask for their name and their birthday. You can say anything you want. You can say, I'm Bruce Lee. I was born on January 1st, you know, 2001. You know, they don't know. They're just writing down. Yeah. And so the Chinese are coming through with no documents that they're presenting. And then they're getting new passports and at the Los Angeles, at the Chinese consulate in Los Angeles. They can have any name that they want. Interestingly, too.
We were told, Michael, that they're also taking the military-aged males. I think you might have seen Christy Lee and Dr. Pete Chambers were on with me on InfoWars talking about the fact that they're taking military-aged males to these camps that you're talking about, keeping them all there. I mean, what are they doing with these people?
Actually, the Chinese tend to go into their own ecosystems. Many of the Chinese don't go to any of the detention facilities. Others do. But actually, different groups of people go into different ecosystems. Like the Chinese often will go to Brooklyn, or they'll go to Flushing, New York. They'll go into their community. Sikhs will do this as well. Then you've got others like Venezuelans who are just coming in huge numbers. They're just going in willy-nilly all over the place. And actually, often they're being assigned places to go, as are Colombians. In other words, our government is actually assigning places for them to go. We've seen some of the paperwork, photographed it, videotaped it down in El Paso. Yes, and so you'll have like Venezuelans saying, well, I was told to go to Chicago. Here's my paperwork. I'm getting on the bus. You know, I mean, it's just like you can't even make up this stuff. And as you know, like many are being put in hotels, like the Crown Plaza Hotel in San Diego. We were there recently. There was, you know, it's a huge hotel. All the aliens are drying their laundry out on the railings at the hotel. Actually, I was told they just made them take those in. They're not out there anymore. I guess the eyesore became too obvious for people crossing, you know, passing by on the highway out front. This is very serious. I mean, the United States government is directly facilitating this. And I mean, the United States military is directly facilitating this, as is Homeland Security and the Department of State. And you just saw Blinken sell out Taiwan. You know, he just straight up just basically slit Taiwan's throat yesterday, right? Basically, you know, saying that we believe in one China policy, which is interesting. Taiwan was never part of China, ever. People often say that. It's a breakaway province. Let me tell you how many hours Taiwan was part of China. Zero. Not 1 minute. Not 1 second. Ever. And people, but this information war is so complete that huge numbers of people believe that Taiwan is a breakaway province, just needs to be reeled back in. You know, it's just completely fake. And now we have, you know, Blinken say, you know, since, you know, China has run this, Taiwan's a breakaway province and we need to reel it back in. Yeah, we're just like, okay, go ahead and take this independent country of Taiwan. It's yours. You can't make up this stuff. Information war. Yeah, I mean, your program is so aptly named, InfoWars. There's no higher level of warfare than information warfare. And look what you can do.
Absolutely.
You can just
I want to ask you something, Michael, because people have been reporting a higher level of military activity in the United States. We've got some of those videos. The team was playing them before. I'm seeing it all over social media. I'm aware that there are drills and training this time of year, but people are saying that it's really at unprecedented levels. Can you speak to that?
I'm sorry, we're breaking up a little bit, so I don't know if you're actually talking right now or not. So hopefully you can hear me. Now, one thing I can tell you, for years and years, I have an office in Thailand. I'll get huge, massive amounts, hundreds and hundreds of messages from Thais about, hey, there's a bunch of military equipment coming in from Cambodia. It all turned out to be fake. And often I get this in the United States. I've had it for years and years and years. they'll be, you know, they're saying that there's, you know, some invasion going on in Los Angeles, but it's actually a training exercise. I'm not saying that there's not a lot of equipment moving around the United States right now and that we're not at war. We are clearly at war. However, these might be normal annual exercises that were done early. I don't know. I don't know the truth of this. I've been on airplanes. I'm actually in Asia right now. So I don't know what's going on with this, but I do know that for many years I've gotten reports like this that turned out to be normal training exercises.
Well, I appreciate you clarifying that for us, Michael. And I noted that some social media users were reporting, you know, a lot more military activity than they're used to seeing. Someone even shared about a few comms outages. And so, you know, when you're on the other side of the world, it's as you said, because the fake information is so thick and fast, we don't know what we can and can't believe. So it's important to clarify these things. And, you know, we've got the U.S. senators being issued satellite phones. We've got, the United States government having just experienced a cyber attack. Now the Russian hacktivist group is saying they're going to attack European banks next. I mean, you know, everyone is on high alert, Michael. And I want to talk to you about the general feeling of the people around the world because you travel so much. Once we get onto the other side of this break, I want to hear, Michael, what do people on the ground in various locations actually believe? We're here with war correspondent Michael Yon talking to us about the invasion of America. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Superfemal Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect on the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Supermel Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Super Female Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula, and it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776, and the answer for energy is Brain Force.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. I've got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Michael Yon, you know, Michael, while we were having some connection issues there, I was talking about the fact that in Oslo they're doing a mini pride, which is for children aged 4 to 12. And I said, while we're here in the West busy doing, you know, but whether it be Europe or the West, well, we're doing pride for children. You've got people planning on invading and destroying our countries. And I guess that's part of it, isn't it? Part of it is destroying our countries. I noticed that you shared this as well, that the Netherlands is a specific target of the WEF and the CCP to make it the giant slave city called Tri-State City. You and I have spoken about that before, but not on this broadcast. Talk to us about that.
All right. How long do I have? I'll, tell me how much I should expand on this.
You've got about 8 minutes, Michael, so if you can just briefly explain to people what Tri-State City is.
Okay, let's roll. Tri-State City. Tri-State because it'll be three, it's a big, smart city, that'll come from three different countries. Most of Netherlands, part of Belgium, and part of Germany. So that's the Tri-States, right? Now, the World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party are pushing, they want to make Tri-State City, and they're succeeding. They need the farmland from the Dutch farmers and many of the Germans as well and Belgians. It's not all about food control. It is about food control, but that's not the only thing that it's about. Tri-State City will consist of about 30 million people. The maps are already drawn. You can look up Tri-State City and see the maps. Now, there's two harbors there, Rotterdam and Antwerp. Rotterdam is the biggest harbor in Europe. Antwerp is number two. They're both in the top 10 of the world. Also, Rotterdam is at the terminus of the Rhine River. Control of the Rhine River and Rotterdam and Antwerp harbors, that's a big, big, big deal, right? And so if you're going to take a part of – well, there was a big battle fought over Rotterdam in World War II, many people will remember. So, it's an incredibly important place. Now, the Belt and Road Initiative, the train that goes all the way to the Pacific Ocean that China has been building, goes all the way to Shanghai. I've been there. It ends at Rotterdam. So the railway goes all the way across from Rotterdam to Shanghai and other places all over Asia and China. So there's a reason why they're pushing so hard to take all those farms. Food control is part of it, but another part is, replacing the Dutch with all these, people from all over the world, Africa, Afghanistan and whatnot. And they're going to make slaves out of these people. Bones about it. They're going to take their children. They're going to educate them how they want them, like farm animals. And the slavery days are not over. Slavery days are really just about to begin, especially when they replace the people that have had any taste of freedom at all. And that's what's going on with Tri-State City. One of the most, it's almost as important as Panama, the Panama Canal. It's up there with Panama Canal.
Wow. You say they'll make them slaves. What do you mean by that, Michael? You've told me about a historical precedent for that.
Well, you see, for instance, if you look at the maps that the World Economic Forum draws of Europe, it's mostly forest and, you know, wolves and bears running around and beavers and that sort of thing. They've already released a lot of wolves, by the way. And those wolves, like last time I was in Netherlands and marked, a wolf got killed about 500 meters from my hotel, got hit by a car. I mean, so they released wolves out there that were not, they haven't seen wolves in Netherlands for 150 years. And furthermore, and a lot of these polders, the polders are the pieces of land that they've drained of the water. There were never any wolves there. When a Dutch farmer said, what were they, sea wolves eating seahorses? There were never wolves here. We reclaimed this land from the sea. You know what I mean? They drained the sea and made land. And now there's wolves that are released there. And if you kill those wolves, you'll go to prison. One farmer, his name is Jordan. I took, Jordan Peterson to meet this farmer. And, Jordan said, you know, he said that the wolves are more, protected than the damn queen. That's what he said. You know, he said, you kill a wolf, you're going to prison for most of your life, right? And these wolves are killing their cattle, it's happening in Germany. A young woman got chased by three wolves recently in Germany. It was a few months ago. I think it was in March when I was there. And she barely got away. She was on one of those electric bikes, which barely outran them. She said they were very close. And the thing is when these wolves eat people's horses and cows and that sort of thing, you see, I read German, so when I read their newspapers, you'll see that the German newspapers then blame it on the farmers. They're like, well, the reason these wolves are eating their cows is because, you know, they're taking up the wolves' natural habitat. But the wolves have just been recently released. So what I'm getting to is these smart cities, that's where the slaves will be. And the rest of it will be just a wildlife preserve like Yosemite for the World Economic Forum rich people running around.
Yes, and so this is what I wanted to add to that, Michael. Just tonight, I'm releasing a report on the Australian version of what you're talking about, but I'll give some highlights right now. The Western Australian government, one of the states here, is bringing in, or has brought in a legislation that is, an Aboriginal Heritage Cultural Act, right? And so they're saying to farmers that they need to go and hire an Aboriginal consultant if they want to disturb more than 50 centimetres of their land on their property. This consultant can be anywhere from, $120 an hour to $3,200 a day, to come in and tell them, oh yes, I'm an expert and you are allowed to disrupt this 50 centimeters of soil. What they're also doing is trying right now to absorb the Aboriginal, people into our constitution and rewrite our constitution. They're not telling us what changes will be made to the constitution until the Australian people vote yes. And at that point, they'll let us know what changes they've made. So right now, the traditional custodians of the land still have, they have sovereignty, if you will. They're not under the constitution. They're not locked in to this, to the colonial law, if you will, but now they will be. And so the reason I'm explaining this whole story is through them, they're actually using the Aboriginal people, weaponizing them, making them think, oh, we're helping you. We are providing, land protections and cultural heritage protections. And we're going to appoint these people. Meanwhile, everyone that's currently representing the Aboriginal people who on the ground are saying, we don't want this. We don't want to be in the constitution. But the representatives that they want, and one lovely Aboriginal elder that I interviewed calls them corporate blacks, they're all saying, no, this is great. We need to do this because they're aligned with the globalist agenda to completely obliterate your ability to go into nature. That's the whole point here. They don't want you in nature. Michael, you've got 2 minutes.
Right. I mean,
before next break.
They're pushing people into they're pushing people into smart cities. In a book I read on cholera a couple of years ago called Ghost Map, it was a very interesting book. Then towards the end of it, it started launching into this, sort of smart city thing. And I was like, where'd that come from? That was before I realized what they were doing with these smart cities. You see, they're doing similar in Japan with the Ainu people, by the way. It's not just the Aboriginals, and they're just being used. Actually the name is used more than anything else. The idea of, the Ainu people, which what are they really, That you can get Japanese people riled up talking about the Ainu people, just the way Australians get riled up talking about Aboriginals, right? And they're just being used as useful pawns, even if they're consulted at all by the people that are actually doing this. This is all about, the LGBT stuff, all of this. This is all about disrupting our systems and taking control of our governments and then abolishing our governments. And they're going to get rid of the free thinkers, period. I mean, the World Economic Forum doesn't hide what they're about, what they're doing. And by the way, the Chinese Communist Party and the World Economic Forum are, they're Siamese twins at this point. In fact, they're about to have summer Davos right now in China. Everybody knows about winter Davos that happens in Switzerland, but there's also an annual meeting over in China. I mean, look, Bill Gates was just shaking hands with Pooh Bear over in China, right? You know, President Xi, he gets upset when people call him Winnie the Pooh, but it's a big deal for China, but to call him that. But the bottom line is this is all about control. Panama I don't see how the Panamanian government and people will keep Panama. They'll be genocided. Just like, and the Aboriginals will eventually be genocided.
Hang on, Michael, we've got to go to break. Stay with us. I really want to continue this conversation. Michael, always such amazing information. We'll be.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night, but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
InfoWarsStore.com. Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book. or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We are here with Michael Yon. Michael, please continue what you were talking about right before the break.
Right. I mean, you're talking about the Aboriginals in Australia being used as basically just sock puppets, really. If they're, I mean, it's an information war, right? The biggest part of everything that we're doing is information war, like these pride flags. I call them pedo flags because that's what they really are, right? I've told Andy No numerous times. I spent, I don't know, 2 or 3 days with him over in London. I told him numerous times, you should take down that flag, right? And yet conservatives who follow Andy, of which many of my readers do, they say, no, Andy's one of the good guys. He's, you know, he's on our side. He fights Antifa and all these sorts of things. Yeah, he does. But at the same time, he walks right into a conservative camp waving the pedo flag, right? It's on his Twitter feed, right? He doesn't take it down. He won't take it down. And his friends won't tell him to take it down. The friends that are mutual friends won't. If you tell him, you know, hey, you should tell Andy to take down that flag. He keeps flying it. That's like, there's no good people who fly the Nazi flag, right? If you're flying the Nazi flag and somebody doesn't have a gun to your head to do it, then you're just a Nazi. Now, if somebody's got a gun to your head, I totally get it. Go ahead, fly the flag. Later on, you can do something while you're alive. But there's no gun to Andy's head to fly that flag. And yet he does. That's information war, right? It's kayfabe. It's the Andy No versus Antifa story. So people will focus on that instead of focusing on our border is wide open. We're being invaded. Tens of millions of people are coming into the United States alone. At least 10,000 per day are coming into the United States. I'm going to repeat that. 10,000 per day at least. That's more than 300,000 a month at least are coming into the United States and not going home. They're building huge neighborhoods, and I don't mean FEMA camps. I'm talking about actual, like I was just at one last week with Todd Bensman, the author, a friend of mine. He's a retired DPS, Texas Department of Public Security Intelligence officer. He's an author. He wrote a book called Overrun, in which he describes in the last chapter this huge colonia. Colonia is a Spanish word for colony, right? So they've been establishing these colonias around Texas and other states where people are just moving in. This one area is that we were just at is has enough, a congressman told us last week, for has enough room for 200,000 people. So Todd and I were down on the ground rummaging around there. Drones couldn't go high enough. So we're like, I said, look, we can't get a view of this thing. It's too big. We can't even see it. It's so big. It's just too massive. So I said, let's go to the airport and get an airplane. So we went over to the airport. We got an airplane. Yeah, that's it. And we flew back over and we can only get to 1800 feet, unfortunately, because of the cloud cover, and it was too late. We couldn't go any higher. It's too late to get a helicopter. So I'm going to go back with a helicopter and get higher. But the bottom line is this thing is now roughly, I believe, about 55,000 acres. It's not all built out yet. I need to confirm that, but I believe it's about 55,000 acres. But it's quite massive, and there's a lot of lawsuits around it, whatnot. But this is just one of many colonias being built around the United States. It's bigger than the rest that I know of. But what I'm getting to is these people are not going home. We already see in places like Netherlands and the United States where people are said, you know, being told that you may have to take people into your homes. This is something that Matt Bracken, who's a friend of InfoWars, Matt's always sending me links to InfoWars. Matt, I think he's been on InfoWars a lot, but Matt Bracken, yes, wrote about this in one of his books like 15 years ago, probably, where he talked about, you know, Matt Bracken is turning out to be a sage himself. As is Alex, you know, things that you guys used to say that sounded crazy are just turning out to be true. And the same with Matt Bracken. He talked about people being forced into people's homes, migrants, aliens, and then just taking over their homes. Right. And kicking people out like Dr. Zhivago style. Right. And it's turning out to be true. It's happening. And it's happening on a huge scale. You're going to see as these millions and millions more people come in. And I want to stress again, the United States government is paying for and facilitating this, including the U.S. military. I see it with my own eyes. This is not secondhand. This isn't from the records. This is my eyes down the Darien Gap seeing this. Department of State's involved. Department of Homeland Security is involved. Our government is definitely doing it, 100%. I'm a primary eyewitness. It's unbelievable. I'll take you down there.
So what are they going to do? What are they going to do?
I've taken quite a few people down to see it.
Well, what's the purpose of them doing this, Michael? What do you believe is at the core of this? Because we've spoken about the plan for replacement migration. We've spoken about the plan for smart cities. But this just seems so much more sinister. What is at the core of them doing this?
Oh, they don't hide it. I mean, the things that I'm saying aren't theoretical. They say what they're going to do. They're going to replace. There's a reason why they've done this big information war against Caucasians, right? They absolutely plan to genocide most of the Caucasians, right? That's crystal clear, right? And they don't hide it. And many of the Asians as well. Now, a lot of these people that are coming in, remember, it's the Tower of Babel. They're coming in from most of the countries in the world. About 140 people from about 140 countries come through Darien Gap. About 160 come around the corner there at Yuma, right, Arizona. So, I mean, they speak different languages. They're from different tribes. They have different cultures. They look different. They're never going to be able to bind together like, say, the way the Dutch could do or the Japanese could do or the Koreans could do. They won't be able to bind together because it's literally Tower of Babel stuff. Now, this puts you into a good position if you're the Chinese Communist Party or the World Economic Forum, who work in strongly in collusion. Eventually they'll fight, but not right now. And because that puts you in a position to start taking children away, which they're clearly laying the groundwork to do now, and educate them the way you want them and dispose of their parents, right? I mean, this is crystal clear what's coming to pass. And
they are laying that groundwork. And Michael, just to back up what you're saying, the government, the state owns your child. You know, Joe Biden, we own your children. I think it was California that's just passed the law that if you don't tell your male son that he's really a girl, they can be taken from you in the state of Victoria here in Australia. If you try to stop your child from undergoing gender reassignment surgery, if you even pray for your child because you don't want them to undergo that surgery, your child can be taken from you and you will be jailed if you try to stop your child going and mutilating itself at the hand of these insane, satanic, I don't know what these Frankenstein doctors wanting to cut little boys' penises off and cut little girls' breasts off. I mean, it is absolutely sickening. But in the state of Victoria, in Australia, if you're a parent and you try and stop them, you will go to jail. That is how serious this has gotten, Michael.
Oh, yeah. It's straight up. I mean, that's as sinister as it gets. I mean, this is a clear authoritarian, hostile takeover. And genocide is unfolding. They're setting conditions for massive genocide. We saw what just happened with the jab. You know, we see people collapsing constantly. It's just a matter of time until a 747 flies, you know, out of the sky into a mountain. You know, it's amazing. You see, maintenance on aircraft is way down. We see just little things happening here and there that just the rust developing across societies around the world. As you know, I'm constantly traveling. I see, you know, I traveled down to Australia maybe 5 years ago or so or 6 or 7 years ago to fight an information campaign there in Strathfield, which we won a little battle there. It had to do with, it's a Chinese communist information war setting up these comfort women statues from World War II. And it has, anyway, bottom line is this program is designed to break apart Japanese from Koreans and Australians and Americans, to split our alliances, right, on the strategic level. Like, for instance, splitting Korea from Japan is a big deal, and they've succeeded in that. They've succeeded by doing this comfort women campaign. That's a World War II issue. But the bottom line is what it really was an information campaign, like with the Aboriginals, right? So it has split you know, the splitting apart these alliances is very big when you're going to do war later. And for instance, in isolate Japan, Japan imports almost 90% of its food. If you can cut off its sea routes, you can starve Japan to death, right? It imports its food and energy, right? And so, you know, it's highly vulnerable. And so what I'm getting to with this is, this, you know, divide and conquer is also what they're doing with this, this, you know, migrations, if you will, actually invasions, because the people that are invading are from all these different cultures. They're never going to be able to cooperate other than on a tiny scale, a bite-sized scale, right? You might have the Somalis up in Minnesota, but the Somalis won't run the United States. They won't be able to run Minnesota. They couldn't run Somalia. What makes anybody think they're going to be able to come over in Minnesota and do any better? They won't. Not as soon as everything's cut off, right? You know, I've spent, again, I've said this to you before, Maria, but I've spent
Michael,
half of my life overseas.
Sorry, we're almost out of time, Michael. We've only got a few seconds remaining today. I really want to keep this conversation going, but we're out today. I think you said it so perfectly before, where you said the rust is starting to show. It's starting to form in society. The destruction that these people are causing is starting to show, and we can't let them. That's why this broadcast is so important. Michael Yon, thank you so much for your time.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils, and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride, ours don't, and it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. That's why I want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all of you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.